listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It's the 8th of April, 2021. You're watching American Journal on Infowars.com. So glappy. I'm glad and happy. I'm glappy this morning. Already messing up. All right, I made it 10 seconds to the show before bungling my words. It's going to be a good show today, folks. It really is. We do not have any guests, unfortunately, but fortunately that means we'll be able to take a lot of your phone calls, and we'll be doing that throughout the next 3 hours. Lots of stories to cover for you, many, many videos to show you as well. It's going to be a good morning. First, I want to start with this special report that can be found at band.video and infowars.com. As always, share these links. It's called The World War on Faith by our very own John Vaughn. Here it is.
Does anyone know who this person is? What is her name?
Maxwell.
Who is this person?
Maxwell. Is it the lady who got killed?
This is one of the sisters who got killed on Thursday. Anyone knows her name? Anyone knows what is her crime?
She was Christian.
Her crime is to be Christian.
It's nothing new. Christianity is under attack worldwide, from North Korea to Yemen to China to Somalia. Alarmingly, the persecution of Christians is exponentially getting more severe than ever. The number of Christians facing extreme levels of persecution for their faith rose from 245 million to 260 million last year in the top 50 countries on the World Watch List. Of the top 50, 45 countries have been designated extreme or very high in terms of the levels of persecution Christians face. That's five more countries than the previous year. Attacks against churches have risen 500%. On average, 13 Christians are killed every day because of their faith. And speaking of faith, overall, Americans' membership in houses of worship continued to decline last year, dropping below 50% for the first time in a Gallup poll's eight-decade trend. In 2020, 47% of Americans said they belonged to a church, synagogue, or mosque, down from 50% in 2018 and 70% in 1999. Many believe it's hardcore not to be a Christian, but Christianity was punk rock 2,021 years before the first poser tricked out their mohawk. Christianity, at its core, is persecution. Persecution of the truth. And that persecution of the truth is the heart and soul of the Bill of Rights. It is the lifeblood of freedom. And totalitarianism despises it.
Out! Out! Out of this property! Immediately until... you come back with a warrant. Out! Out!
Do not come back without a warrant. You understand that? You're not welcome here. Nazis are not welcome here. Gestapo is not welcome here. Do not come back, you Nazi psychopaths. Unbelievable, sick, evil people. Intimidating people in a church during the Passover. You Gestapo, Nazi, communists. Fascists! Don't you dare coming back here!
The pandemic has resulted in previously unimaginable restrictions on individual liberty. Now, notice what I am not saying or even implying. I am not diminishing the severity of the virus's threat to public health. And putting aside what I will say shortly about a few Supreme Court cases, I'm not saying anything about the legality of COVID restrictions, nor am I saying anything about whether any of these restrictions represent good public policy. I'm a judge, not a policymaker. All that I'm saying is this, and I think it is an indisputable statement of fact. We have never before seen restrictions as severe, extensive, and prolonged as those experienced for most of 2020.
Those at odds with the message of Jesus of Nazareth, whether through deception or outright violence, pretend to be strong, but without the truth, they are incredibly feeble. It takes a strong heart and soul to endure the persecution and fight for the freedom that is slipping right out of our hands. John Bound reporting.
globalists are purposely collapsing our world. They are creating insecurity, crime, war, and famine. All of us should do everything we can to get prepared and get ready for ourselves and our family's sakes, but also our community. And CitizenStronghold.com is the best place to go to get high-quality body armor at the lowest price you're going to find. Again, this is high-quality body armor at the lowest price you're going to find. We've worked with them for years, but they can never supply enough to our audience. They have massively expanded their factories. It's made right here in America, and they're ready to ship it to you right now. CitizenStronghold.com. When you go there, put in promo code Alex and get 10% off on your purchases. They have it for children. They have it for women. They have it for men. They have backpacks that then unfold and are full top body armor. They've got it all right now ready to ship to you, 10% off. And the globalists are coming to try to stop the sale of it soon. That's why you need to get it now at CitizenStronghold.com. Promo code Alex and get 10% off.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It is the 8th of April, 2021. What a glorious day to be facing off against the globalist madness raining down on us from every angle. I'm so glad you're here with us this morning. Let us begin, as we always do, with some fancy camera movements and your daily dispatch. Here it is, your daily dispatch for the 8th of April, 2021. Politico.com reports Biden to unveil long-awaited executive action on guns. Now, if we think back to the contest for presidency back in 2020, I think we all remember Biden making it extremely clear that this was an absolute no-go. He said any changes to the gun laws has to be made through the legislature. It's an absolute non-starter. It's not possible to do through executive order. Well, he had the courtesy to wait about 2.5 months before backtracking on that lie on top of all the others that he told. More than 100 House Democrats wrote to Biden last week urging him to take action on concealed assault-style firearms. Biden also will direct the Department of Justice to provide states within 60 days with proposed red flag law legislation that would permit courts to order the temporary removal of firearms from a person who may be a danger to themselves or others and issue a comprehensive report on firearms trafficking, according to the White House. The last report was completed in 2000. In addition, Biden will direct 5 federal agencies to redirect money to help prevent so-called community violence. What is community violence? How is this separate than regular violence? Who's to say? It's all vagaries because, once again, this is simply the Democratic playbook. You get money for one thing, you put it towards your ideological goals of a completely different nature. In fact, the Department of Health and Human Services will also help teach states how they can use Medicaid money for gun violence prevention. This is their playbook, and they're running with it. Now that they've thoroughly decimated the First Amendment, they're coming directly for the Second. Check them off the list. Meanwhile, murder rates jump back to 1990s level, data shows. New crime report released by the FBI shows the murder rate in virtually every city in the United States is at its highest level in more than 2 decades. In 2020, the country saw more homicides in any year since 1998. Experts came to the conclusion after looking at reported quarterly data from roughly 12,000 agencies in various states and cities. The spike, totaling at over 20,000 recorded homicides, was the largest one-year increase in U.S. history. Every city that reported data saw at least a 20 to 25% jump in murders. 22% of cities with a population of over 250,000 that reported data saw the most murders ever recorded since the federal government began keeping logs in 1960. So again, not a part of a natural rise that's been occurring over a long period of time. No, in a single year, this jump has been absolutely monumental. Again, the spike totaling at over 20,000 recorded homicides. So we now have a 20,000 person death total for the defund the police schemes carried out by the Democrats. Newsweek.com reports this headline. Can blood from young people slow aging? Silicon Valley has bet billions that it will. The idea that aging and illness go hand in hand is, of course, nothing new. What's new is a newfound confidence of what scientists, that aging can be measured, reverse engineered, and controlled. We'll get into this a little bit more later in the program to explain exactly how so much of what we see going on in the imposition of the global super state world order is all related to the idea that scientists believe we are on the cusp of immortality and are desperate to usher that in. Just a little bit of vampirism being mainstreamed by the media. But remember, yeah, adrenochrome is a conspiracy theory. Injecting yourself with young children's bloods, that's a wild-eyed, satanic, aluminum hat wearing insanity, but also it's true, we're doing it, and it's a good thing. Great. This just in from electionwiz.com. Secretary of State says three Georgia counties violated absentee ballot rules. Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger has referred three counties for investigation for violating absentee ballot regulations, he announced Wednesday. Raffensperger referred Coffee, Grady, and Taylor counties for investigation after the three counties failed to do their absentee ballot transfer forms in violation of Georgia rules and regulations per release of the announcement. But again, questioning the results or the legitimacy of the November election is tantamount to terrorism, and you may see your door kicked in by the FBI for daring to voice such an opinion, but maybe eventually we'll get around to investigating perhaps some of what occurred that day. YouTube is taking new heights in censorship as they have now taken down Florida Governor Ron DeSantis' recent public health roundtable advising against COVID lockdowns. Because once again, doesn't matter who you voted for, doesn't matter what the scientists actually say. What matters is whether or not their information coincides with the dictates from the globalist organizations that run things. Okay, you contradict them, you get deleted by their servants in big tech. They're all working together. And dissidence is not allowed. Jamie Dimon, CEO of JP Morgan, comes right out and says it. Again, I've covered this multiple times. You remember a segment I did on it yesterday if you were watching the show then. He says, in fact, Jamie Dimon calls on companies to be policymakers. That's right. Not just involved in the political arena in a way that just about 90% of Americans think is already an egregious overreach by corporate powers. No, no, now they actually need to be policymakers themselves. He says companies like ours have an extraordinary capability to help. Help who? Help themselves. Help their class. Help destroy America. Help make themselves money. To help, he says. They have an extraordinary capability to help, not just with funding, but also with developing strong public policy, which can have a greater impact on society. Yes, folks, it is the Great Merger, aka the Great Reset, the largest corporations in the world, they're bulldogs in big tech, silencing opposition as they systematically take control of every facet of public and private life. Hey, speaking of, California forces Christian college employees to undergo gender identity training at odds with their faith. A student at Pepperdine University Law School provided Just the News with part-time employee training she was required to complete last month, as well as her communication with Pepperdine officials, including her dean. Alexandra Boutil complained in particular about a video whose assertions on gender and sexuality could not be more contrary to the Bible and to Pepperdine's own statement on sexual relationships. Oh, I'm sorry. You thought you could have a religion in the United States? No, the First Amendment says you cannot have a state religion. What they forgot to account for is that they would couch this in the language of social justice and incompetent science and then make an unquestionable ideology imposed upon the American people, superimposed upon all of their former religious beliefs. Google, this is a story from Summit.News, Google says Bill Gates is, quote, the most powerful doctor in the world. Yeah, if you search quote, who is the most powerful doctor in the world on Google? They provide the answer, Bill Gates, raising the question once again, why are we listening to this guy? Not a doctor, has no medical background, no medical history. He is a ruthless industrial magnate, and we have to listen to him and do everything he says. And he'll decide when we can be free. It's up to him when we can leave our homes or move around. It's up to him, this guy, this random weirdo in a pink sweater, because apparently he's the most powerful doctor in the world. Meanwhile, Nancy Pelosi has come out saying that the border situation has actually improved under Biden. She says that they're now on a good path. Meanwhile, we have photos coming out of 130 illegal aliens surrendering to the U.S. Border Patrol near San Miguel, Arizona. They aren't even sneaking in anymore. They just show up, say, hey, we're here, and get bused into the United States.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion is a remarkable product, and it's back in stock, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com right now. It's always been one of our top 10 bestsellers. We've had it for 6 years or more, but now it's our number one best-selling product of all time because people are doing their research, they're doing their shopping, and they're checking the fine print, and they're discovering that it has high-quality vitamins and minerals, all the essential vitamins and minerals, and then key amino acids known to help carry this nutrition into the cells. So for your immune system, for your whole body, for life itself, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And despite the fact we can't keep it on the shelves, it's 40% off. The supply chains are breaking down. We try to put it in a bigger order. We couldn't even get it because getting high-quality ingredients is very, very hard, and we're not going to cut corners. We're going to keep the quality at the highest levels. It also funds the InfoWars, so get your Vitamin Mineral Fusion now at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
Gerald in South Carolina. Go ahead, you're on the air. Trying to move quicker.
Hey, Alex.
Welcome.
Would like to say, first off, thanks for being the voice of reason in amongst all this stupidity. Wanted to warn people, I've been trying to get a hold of you for a year, okay? I'm a double amputee, and I have bacteria infection on my lung that'll never go away. Living Defense saved my life. They had me on antibiotics for 2 years that almost killed me. Living Defense brought me back. I wanted to just quote from the Bible, Jesus is saying, as to where we are right now. This is Matthew 24, verse 9. Then they shall deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. That's right where we're at, brother.
And that's because God's name is on the founding of this country, no matter what they say, and that's why the enemy hates it, because God created this country.
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Epic is one of only a handful of domain registrars that promote free speech and freedom of association. And they know that big tech is buying up almost all the other major companies and engaging in massive censorship and organized crime racketeering. That's why they've been massively expanding their services. So whether you have domains or want to register a domain or want help building a website or want servers or any other major service, they've got it all and they're expanding. And if you go to InfoWarsDomains.com,
www.thepandemichealthcare.com and follow that link. You get all their services at the lowest price, and 25% of your sign up for a new domain or a domain you move goes to fund the InfoWar. And then we get 5% as well for any servers or any other type of services that you get from them. So it's a win-win as we build a true open free internet again, because the globalists are destroying what was open and what was free. So InfoWarsDomains.com. The revolution starts there. InfoWarsDomains.com. Take action now.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
All right, welcome back to the American Journal, ladies and gentlemen. A lot more stories to cover. We're going to dissect some of these just absolutely crazy headlines. I'm also going to attempt to answer later in the program the all-important question, were the lockdowns worth it? What was the benefit? What was the negative? If you're an info warrior, I don't think you'll be surprised by the answer, but it's been over a year of lockdowns and mask mandates, and we have fairly conclusive evidence to determine which was the better course of action. Going back in time, would we have made a different decision? Well, we never made this decision. This decision was made for us, and it was never about stopping the virus. It was all a coordinated plan to bring about your subjugation. So the decision would have been made either way. We'll get into that a little bit later in the program. Lots of videos to show you as well. All sorts of great stuff. Oh, I do have an announcement for you. A very exciting one. Winter Sun Plus is back in stock. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. If there's one thing we've learned over the last year of COVID-19, it is the importance of vitamin D in upholding your immune system. Vitamin D is an absolutely vital mineral vitamin to keep you healthy. And really now it's more important than ever that you make sure you are getting your daily dose. It's a product that I use every single day of my life, Winter Sun Plus. It's the vitamin D supplement, vitamin D3. It has been out of stock for a very long time, and I know a lot of our viewers and listeners have been eagerly awaiting its return. We'll wait no longer. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com, and you can purchase Winter Sun for 40% off. It's now back in stock. You can also get Vitamin Mineral Fusion for 40% off, or you can get them both together and get an additional 10% off. So buy the Essential Vitamins Combo Pack, and it's 50% off that purchase. And, of course, our T-shirts are $17.76 as well. I want to do this real quick, because yesterday Alex Jones was in studio. He brought in this little bucket. This is what you get when you order Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Nice, hefty container of delicious powder that you add to water, and it makes a great little fruit drink you can add to smoothies. But I just want to read, because, you know, we just say, hey, it's all your vitamins and minerals. Well, what does that mean? That means you're getting 144 in terms of daily value. In other words, the amount that a normal person should be getting on a daily basis with a standard healthy diet, you're getting 144% of vitamin A, 1,111% of vitamin C. You're getting 125% of your vitamin D. You're getting 134% of your vitamin E. You're getting 17% of your vitamin K. You're getting thiamine at 167%. Riboflavin at 131%, niacin 63%, vitamin B6, you're getting 588%, folate 250%. I'm not even halfway through this list, folks. Vitamin B12, you're getting 4,000% of your daily value of vitamin B12, which means you're getting plenty with this. You're getting magnesium, zinc, selenium, copper, magnesium, chromium, glycine. You're getting everything you need. You could eat cardboard the rest of your day, and I don't suggest that you do, but if that was what you're into, you could eat cardboard the rest of the day and you'd still have all of your daily necessary vitamins and minerals from InfoWars' Vitamin Mineral Fusion. So, you know, it's not just, you know, you could take a handful of pills, or you could have a nice little fruit drink every morning. That's up to you, because with Vitamin Mineral Fusion, you're getting all of your vitamins and minerals at massive amounts, all of that in addition to supporting everything that we do here at InfoWars. So InfoWarsStore.com is where you go. where to go to now. I'm going to be taking your calls throughout this program. I'll go ahead and give out the number now, 1-877-789-2539. No particular topic quite yet, so calls can kind of be from anywhere. This week we've had a lot of really great calls about things I didn't even know about. So go ahead and give us a call with any stories you think should be at the top of my list or any observations you have about all of this nonsense going on. Nancy Pelosi actually saying that the border situation has improved under Biden. It's improved. Well, for her purposes, I guess it has. I guess millions and millions of undocumented workers pouring across the border is good for Democrats. Oh, there's just where do we even start? Where do we even start? OK, I'll do this. I'm just going to keep going through some headlines here. Just a little addition, a little addendum to the Daily Dispatch. Far left activist has been charged in a firebomb attack on police. His name is Malik Muhammad. He's one of the people who organized protests in Indianapolis that turned deadly in 2020. On Friday, he was taken into police custody in his home state on a 28 charge indictment connected to violent unrest in Portland last summer. But, Jerry Nadler tells us Antifa doesn't exist. Black Lives Matter, they're strictly peaceful. Meanwhile, he is now suspected and arrested for hurling a Molotov cocktail, firebombing police. This just goes on and on, traveling from different states, funded with millions of dollars from foreign billionaires to create havoc, chaos, and violence in American cities. They're bust here or there. They have contacts with the mainstream media so they can meet and correspond and coordinate their attacks and the coverage of it. They're given complete cover by the mainstream media and all of this, and they're allowed to continue to terrorize American citizens while peaceful patriots who did nothing more than put their feet on Nancy Pelosi's desk are in solitary confinement and are threatened with sedition and decades in prison. In case you weren't aware, we are at war, folks. We are literally at war with our own government, and they are using proxy armies with the likes of Malik Muhammad firebombing police at the behest of his globalist masters. Meanwhile, St. Louis Circuit Attorney Kim Gardner has lost an appeal to stay on the McCloskey case. You remember the McCloskeys, iconic individuals, homeowners, who when mobs kicked down their fence and were threatening their house, they came out with guns to show them that they weren't afraid, they weren't going to back down, they weren't going to allow people to intimidate, threaten, and attempt to destroy their property. Since this occurred, despite the fact that what they're doing here, perfectly legal, perfectly acceptable, clearly the exact purpose of having guns in the first place, to protect your own property and your own well-being from mobs of angry criminals storming through your neighborhood, might be a reason you'd want a gun, right? Well, since this has happened, the leftists, and in particular Soros-backed circuit attorney Kim Gardner of St. Louis. St. Louis, by the way, highest murder rate in the country, I believe. One of maybe the highest in the world. I think St. Louis now has a higher murder rate than Rio de Janeiro in Brazil. Just, it's an absolute bloodbath there. Crime out of control. It's been one of the city's hardest hit by the crime spike that has occurred because of all of this anti-police action and sentiment from the media. She's not focused on that. No, she's been hyper-focused and obsessively, aggressively going after these two people, the McCloskeys. The prosecutor was actually disqualified from the case by Judge Thomas Clark after counsel for the McCloskeys argued that Gardner's fundraising emails saying that President Donald Trump and Governor Mike Parson were, quote, fighting for the two who pointed guns at citizens during Black Lives Matter protests amounted to personal interest in the case that would jeopardize a fair trial. This has happened with Kyle Rittenhouse as well. Anybody that stands up for themselves against the mob, that attempts to arm themselves to protect themselves from being beaten in the streets like we've seen so many times, they will come under relentless, unending attacks by the establishment who are out to destroy them when they never even committed a crime.
Cognitive dissonance is a major issue amongst the left. It can be very stressful dealing with facts you refuse to accept. If you have a family member suffering from this degenerative mental condition, buy them a bottle of Ultimate Fish Oil from InfoWarsStore.com. Studies have suggested that fish oils and fish oil supplementation can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease triglyceride levels, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and provide a soothing reduction in inflammation. inflammatory responses in joints and the digestive system. Recent studies have suggested that high EPA and DHA fish oil can stimulate immune function by increasing the concentration and activity of immune cells. It worked for my family, and now I can have a logical and calm discussion about actual facts that pertain to reality. Get your ultimate fish oil for a friend, family member, or yourself at InfoWarsStore.com.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion is a remarkable product, and it's back in stock, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com right now. It's always been one of our top 10 bestsellers. We've had it for 6 years or more, but now it's our number one best-selling product of all time because people are doing their research, they're doing their shopping, and they're checking the fine print, and they're discovering that it has high-quality vitamins and minerals, all the essential vitamins and minerals, and then key amino acids known to help carry this nutrition into the cells. So for your immune system, for your whole body, for life itself, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And despite the fact we can't keep it on the shelves, it's 40% off. The supply chains are breaking down. We try to put in a bigger order. We couldn't even get it because getting high-quality ingredients is very, very hard, and we're not going to cut corners. We're going to keep the quality at the highest levels. It also funds the InfoWars, so get your Vitamin Mineral Fusion now at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
The people are awakening. They're taking control of their own environment. Cell phones are an amazing tool. Really, they're a supercomputer that's handheld. But big tech, large corporations, hackers, governments, foreign governments, the Chi-Coms especially, are using this to steal your data, to share your data, to be able to rig markets. When they're able to scoop up billions of people's data, they can actually predict on record what's going to happen in mass movements. Cutting them out of that data stream absolutely devastates their AI takeover. In their own words, they admit it. So I've been selling privacy pouches and blocket pockets and things like that for more than a decade. And now the units have gotten really lightweight. They're Faraday cages. They just look like a cloth envelope. They work absolutely great. And it just gives you that security to have power over your data and power over your identity when you are traveling and don't want Big Brother to know what you're up to because it's none of their business. Get yours at InfoWarsStore.com today.
Granny Do-Right. Granny Do-Right, thanks for holding her on the air. Go ahead.
Alan, first of all, let me say I love your products. I am a granny, and for all the senior citizens out there that may have spent a lifetime in the sun like me, I was loaded up with sunspots, or age spots, as they're lovingly called. But since taking your X2 for the last couple of years, my skin is just really gorgeous, actually. People think I'm 55 years old. And I was already taking your other supplements, but I thought, you know, well, maybe that's what I need to do because I just thought it was a hopeless situation. But when I started taking it, I mean, it doesn't happen immediately, but, you know, over a period of time, I started noticing, okay, you know, this is the ticket. This is working. This is wonderful. You know, I don't I don't have to put on Dermablend anymore, you know. So anyway, it worked wonderfully, and it really has totally cleared up my skin.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Folks, I'm gonna teach you how to be right about everything, okay? I'm going to teach you how to never be wrong in your predictions. And it's pretty simple. Here's what you do. First of all, you pay attention to what the elites are telling each other, what they're discussing amongst themselves. You don't pay attention to what they're projecting into the public spheres through the mainstream media. You look at their internal documents. And then, two, you read the mainstream media with the purposeful inherent bias that says all of these people are lying to me and everything they're doing is evil. And then you're just right about everything. Then everything you predict comes true because everything they do is bad. And they announce what they're going to do before they do it, and then they carry it out. It's really not that difficult. In fact, what have I been saying for 6 months, a year now, ever since this idea of the Great Reset came about. This is one of the things you need to pay attention to. The Great Reset. What are they really after? What does this really entail? How is this really going to come about? For a long time, I've called it the Great Merger because it is the coalescing. You know, what fascism is by definition is the government and corporations working as a single entity and a single unit to suppress and censor dissident views and put their own ideas forward. So that's what I've always called the Great Reset, the Great Merger. Well, here we have the World Health, the World Economic Forum. This is what you're seeing here. Klaus Schwab at their head. These are the guys that came up with the Great Reset, which has since been promoted by everybody from Joe Biden to Kamala Harris to the Royal Vampires to everyone and anybody in between, the World Health Organization, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Time Magazine, it just goes on and on and on. They're the ones behind the Great Reset. Well, now the World Economic Forum has published a report alongside the Carnegie Cyber Policy Initiative, and they're calling for, quote, the merging of Wall Street banks, their regulators, and intelligence agencies as necessary to confront an allegedly imminent cyber attack that will collapse the existing financial system. Kind of like how they're always warning about a disease that may spread around the world. Again, whenever they're warning you about something, they're telling you what they're going to do. They aren't just really good at predicting things. They're really good at telling their own people what's going to happen, getting all of the reactions that they desire in order. So then once they ignite the event, everybody in places of power know exactly how to fall into line. So it's the Great Merger, and it's happening at an increasingly rapid clip. Now, I'm going to get to your phone calls in just a second, but I still just want to get through some of these stories because, again, it just goes on and on and on. First, let's have a little laugh at the CDC's expense, shall we? The CDC tweets out this series of little cartoon images, questions about how viral vector vaccines protect you against COVID-19. Funniest part about this, if you scroll down, guys, the last image on this says you may have some side effects, which are normal signs your body is building protection. It's literally the NPC meme. They're literally using the NPC meme in the CDC picture. You got it up. Pull that up again. It was just up there. Look at that. It's literally the NPC meme. They're even got the little sweat things. It's you can't make this up, folks. The memes are converging with reality to create some sort of hyper-reflective mirror image of itself in clown world. Truly incredible. All right, let's move from something funny and stupid to something important and stupid. Explosions recorded in the vicinity of Damascus, Syrian air defenses engaging multiple hostile targets. We covered this extensively yesterday, the ongoing attempt, I guess, by Israel to try to start World War III. Reports have it that the head of Mossad is meeting with the White House this morning in an attempt to get us to fight their war for them, I guess. Syrian air defenses respond to Israeli aggression, according to the state media. This has been going on continuously ever since Joe Biden got into office, sending columns of armed vehicles into Syria, threats against Iran, explosions against Iranian ships, bombings of Iranian assets in other countries. It just goes on and on and on. And we march ever towards oblivion and the nuclear waste of World War III. The ECHR, that is the European Courts of Human Rights, has ruled that obligatory vaccination may be necessary. That's right. They say compulsory vaccinations are actually a vital part of democratic societies. Now, nothing more vital in a democratic society than being forced to receive a medical procedure against your will. It's democracy, folks. It's our democracy. Nothing's more important than our democracy. Here's a rather emblematic headline. Beijing replaces New York City with the home of the most billionaires. Is that because billionaires are fleeing New York City ahead of massive tax increases? Or is it because China has been systematically uplifted while America has correspondingly been crushed by the globalism economic world order. Twitch, a subsidiary of Amazon, has now announced that they're going to boot users from their platform for transgressions elsewhere. That's right. No longer is it enough just to say something offensive on the platform itself to get kicked off. Now they will be watching you everywhere. And any, as they put it, violent extremism or belonging to a known hate group, that'll get you kicked off Twitch. You know, known hate groups like, I don't know, the church, right? Being an evangelical, you will be kicked off of their platform. That'll be coming to Amazon soon, too. And, you know, once Amazon continues to impose the lockdown, crush unionization in their own company, and take total control of the commerce of the United States, it'll be a simple matter of denying you the right to purchase or sell anything at all. I'm going to get to this story about Austin's reimagining public safety in just a little bit because it ties into everything else I've been talking about. Northern Ireland, meanwhile, they say they're, quote, playing with matches. There's a massive conflagration going on. Conflagration? The burning of many things happening in Northern Ireland that I guess are street skirmishes, as the Politico reports, between loyalist militants and riot police in Northern Ireland may have been triggered by fallout from an IRA funeral, but the battle lines are already drawn because of loyalist enmity against a post-Brexit trade deal. Meanwhile, the island of Ireland is slated to receive double its population in migrants over the next 10 years, completely eradicating and replacing the population there. So, hey, Irish guys, maybe stop firebombing each other, come together, and fight for your very existence because it is under concerted threat by the combined forces of the globalist world power right now, okay? So maybe stop fighting each other. Maybe for once you can come together and fight against your common enemy, the New World Order, that is attempting to actively destroy you, okay? Maybe you can do that. Meanwhile, Spotify continues to remove Joe Rogan episodes. 42 shows have now been deleted from Joe Rogan's, the Joe Rogan Experience. I guess this was part of their $100 million exclusive relationship. More shows nixed this week, including an episode with Bulletproof Coffee founder Dave Asprey. Strangely, Spotify has deleted 3 total episodes with Asprey for reasons that aren't entirely clear. Well, reasons not that hard to understand. They're saying things that the censorious jackasses at Spotify don't want them to say. They have the wrong thoughts. They cannot be allowed to have platforms. And even their number one star, Joe Rogan, worth $100 million of their dollars, can't say boo about it. Incredible.
I knew Trump was embattled. I knew he was surrounded by cowards and by double-talking agents of the enemy. And a lot of people just couldn't believe it. They're like, oh no, it's 3D chess, 5D chess, he's invincible. And I understand why people wanted to believe that, because this is scary what's going on. Global government, the New World Order. And now that people woke up to the fact that that's real, they want somebody to come save them from. Well, Trump sure as hell tried. My gosh, look at how prescription drug prices just tripled or quadrupled, depending on the drug, once Biden signed that executive order. We pay the most of anybody in the world. That's just one case of hundreds of things that Trump had reversed, and now people are going to feel the sting and the pain, energy cost, everything else. But what's really illustrated this is the trial in the Senate, where Trump's own lawyers are attacking him and putting him down and saying he lost the election and just engaged in all sorts of criminal activity. Because the fix is in, folks. The swamp is deep. Trump fought it, but it's up to us to win it.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
The globalists are purposely collapsing our world. They are creating insecurity, crime, war, and famine. All of us should do everything we can to get prepared and get ready for ourselves and our family's sakes, but also our community. And CitizenStronghold.com is the best place to go to get high-quality body armor at the lowest price you're going to find. Again, this is high-quality body armor at the lowest price you're going to find. We've worked with them for years, but they can never supply enough to our audience. They have massively expanded their factories. It's made right here in America, and they're ready to ship it to you right now. CitizenStronghold.com. When you go there, put in promo code Alex and get 10% off on your purchases. They have it for children. They have it for women. They have it for men. They have backpacks that then unfold and are full top body armor. They've got it all right now, ready to ship to you, 10% off. And the globalists are coming to try to stop the sale of it soon. That's why you need to get it now at CitizenStronghold.com, promo code Alex, and get 10% off.
As negative as times are right now, and as depressing as things can be, you have to understand that this is all a test. This experience, this life on this planet, is a reckoning. It's God giving us a chance to work things out in the third dimension so we can decide where we want to spend eternity and what level we want to go to. And it really does come down to that. So as sad as things are and as evil as things are, look at all the good in the world as well and realize that God is the author of our consciousness. God is the author of us having our own will. God is the author of us having free will. And that free will is a beautiful thing. And when you look at mainstream media and Hollywood and this whole evil culture, and Washington, D.C., and Fauci, and the mass cult, it's all about dominating your free will. It's all about telling you you're dirty, you're ugly, you're bad. Because Satan hates you because you're made in the image of God, the creator of the universe.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
InfoWars.com. InfoWarsStore.com is where you go to support us, boost your body's natural defenses, enrich your life with our latest sale. Winter Sun Plus is back in stock. That has been out for a while. We were looking at the store on air just yesterday, and that great vitamin D supplement, Winter Sun Plus, was not in stock. So this must have come in last night or early this morning, but it is now back in stock, 40% off. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, also 40% off, and you can get them both together and get an additional 10% off. So buy the Essential Vitamin Combo Pack and get 50% off Winter Sun and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. I believe there's free ship. Is there still free shipping on that? You might have missed free shipping if you waited this long, but you will get a free gift valued at over $10 if you order $75 or more. So stock up now, take advantage of that incredible sale, and you get a free gift. And most importantly, you help us continue to carry on this crusade of reality against the UMA of disinformation. Let's go now to the phone lines. Rebecca in Alabama has a firsthand account of some of the side effects after getting vaccines. Thanks for calling in, Rebecca. You're on the air.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you.
Well, I've been trying to red pill my brother and telling him that, you know, these are Franken shots. These are not even a vaccine. And pretty much he didn't want nothing to do with me. And I had sent him what Alex did on Saturday, And he had told me that ship had already sailed. And I'm like, what are you talking about? And he said, I've already gotten it.
Mm.
Well, he has not been feeling right since then. His arm has hurt him for the first couple of days. He's got massive headaches. He's a truck driver. I'm a truck driver. And it's been about 3 weeks, and he still ain't right.
Wow. 3 weeks after getting the vaccine, he's still feeling the effects, huh?
Yes. And, you know, and I try to do everything that I can do. Like, I have this CB radio in here for every major city. I'm, like, telling everybody, you know, don't take it. Listen to InfoWars. I buy y'all's products. And I just, but I'm just absolutely devastated that I just can't believe he, I just almost want to cry. I just can't believe he done it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm in the same position with some of my family. You know, thankfully, a lot of my family's pretty aware and, you know, knows to avoid this sort of stuff. But, you know, other members of my family, yeah, it's just like, they're just like, yeah, you know, got the vaccine. And then it's like, it's sort of the same thing where we hang out with one of them. It's like, you know, were they not feeling well or something? It's like, well, they just got the vaccine. So, you know, they're not feeling well. The crazy thing about this is that the vaccine side effects, you know, remember before COVID-19, the idea that vaccines even had side effects, that was a conspiracy theory, right? Because this is not something new with the COVID-19 vaccines. There have always been vaccine side effects, and some have been more intense than others. But, you know, just saying like, hey, are you sure this is safe and effective? It was like, whoa, what are you, an anti-vaxxer? What, you hate health? You know, so this nonsense was always around. Then COVID-19 came about. The reactions are far greater and a far greater number than just about any vaccine before. But still, it was like, whoa, you don't talk about side effects. And then it'd get brought up to Bill Gates, and he's just like, yeah, well, maybe, yeah, everybody's going to, maybe that's going to happen. And it was still kind of brushed under the rug. Well, now I think we finally reached the point that it's like they have to acknowledge that this is happening. And now even there's, I don't know if it was Vice or Axios or somebody, were coming up with, like, they published an article that was like recipes to take when you're dealing with the vaccine reaction. And so it's gone from like something that didn't exist, something that definitely does exist, and you just have to get used to because it's just a regular thing, and don't worry about it, and don't question why you're getting these horrible, you know, responses. Literally just like, well, here's what to eat. Here's how to make chicken soup to soothe you when you have been poisoned by the pharmaceutical industry. And then today on, you know, Google News is one of the, there it is, 25 meals to prep before you get your COVID-19 vaccine. It's like, what? I mean, we did meal prep before my wife gave birth to a child because it was a major event that we were going to need, you know, to not have to focus on making food afterwards. Now your COVID-19 vaccine is just like, yeah, you just have to do it. Just have to do that. So one of the, you know, I obviously get a lot of my news from alternative sites, Gateway Pundit, InfoWars, Breitbart, National File, you know, all these great publishers. But I also keep my eye on the mainstream, and I sometimes go to Google News to see what they have to say. Today on Google News, there were no less than 3 stories about vaccine side effects. So it's like the amount of vaccine side effects and their impact on people is becoming so great that it's completely impossible to ignore anymore. So they're trying to get a handle on the situation. We have from The Verge, people who got the Moderna COVID-19 vaccine say they have more side effects, especially after the second dose. You have from sciencealert.com, how to spot blood clot symptoms and what to do about it. This, of course, coming because blood clots are an extremely rare but serious side effect of the AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine. Then you have from Fox News, COVID-19 vaccination site shuts down after adverse reactions to Johnson & Johnson shot, report says more than 600 vaccination reports were canceled. So, again, these 3 stories were all on Google News this morning, showing that truly they cannot keep a lid on this anymore, and they have to try to classify it in some way that it's like, yeah, the vaccine, the side effect is good. That means it's working. You got the vaccine side effect. Good job. Congratulations. Sorry you can't use your left arm anymore. Sorry your skin is peeling off. Make sure to know how to identify blood clots because you might die from having gotten the vaccine. All of these things coming out as more and more of the vaccination protocols are rolled out. But I'm sorry you're having to deal with that, Rebecca. I hope your brother wish recovery and quick recovery. And I hope that he can get back on the road ASAP. Let's go quickly to Chris in Missouri, who wants to talk about an Olympics boycott. This has been done many times in the past. I believe America boycotted a USSR Olympics one time. I mean, this has happened quite a few times in history. There's been no discussion of boycotting the Olympics in China, despite their egregious human rights violations across the board. Thanks for calling in, Chris. You're on the air.
Hey, what's up, Harrison? I'd actually have heard there's been some discussion, or at least all the people who are boycotting the MLB have been talking about boycotting it. And then I saw an article that China was saying that there was going to be a response boy, and I just think it's so stupid to, like, I don't know, I think we should play the NBA in China. I think we should make that a part of the Winter Olympics for this. I think it should be a goodwill offering, and I think, honestly, there should be about a $1 trillion tax on Apple. About half of that should go to small businesses, and about half of that should go to the slave labor they have over there. Goodwill offering to, if not prevent war, and you can't really super peace with the devil, we should at least delay the inevitable to give us a chance of surviving, and just a goodwill offering. Then I think we should have a cross coalition, which would be the allies, what you call it, and you divide the world in about 4 quadrants, and it'd be like, it wouldn't really be a formal thing. And say that America would be the good guys in this, just with and co-opted with Biden. And just each quadrant is informally in charge of keeping everybody alive. You fight eugenics by keeping people alive. And I think
you're sort of fading out there, Chris. I think you're going into some other realms, but I like this idea of an Olympics boycott against China. I think that would be like the least we could do. We've also seen, you know, the Olympics, the Summer Olympics were in Beijing back in 2008, I believe, right? And, you know, we know one of the things they did for that was massive geoengineering projects to clear the sky before the Olympics. Again, it's like we can't even predict whether it's going to be raining the next day, and yet we're doing these massive programs to hugely alter the weather systems over massive swaths of the earth. And we don't think that's going to have effects down the line. We don't think that could perhaps be contributing to some of the extreme weather that we're seeing on whole other parts of the globe. A caller actually called in one time and was talking about the chaos theory, or, you know, this kind of cliche of a butterfly flaps its wings in China and it causes a hurricane in America. And it's like the reverse here, right? It's like, no, they're causing weather. They're creating the weather. Who knows what effects this has down the line? And I don't think you can responsibly talk about environmentalism or climate change without addressing the fact that China and America and many other countries are actively involved in geoengineering on massive, massive scales. Look at that, just firing stuff into the sky. It's really incredible and shocking what's going on here. So tons of reasons to boycott China. And I really like your idea of a one-time tax on Apple to punish them for their abuse of slave labor and outsourcing of American jobs and giving the codes, all of the codes to all of their phones and the iCloud to China. I would say this is something that politicians could get a lot of people behind them, Republicans as well. This wouldn't be the typical thing that they would, put forward. And I seriously doubt they will. In fact, I'm sure they won't. But we know that we have the headlines. $1.6 trillion have been lost from the middle class. The billionaires in America have gained $1.6 trillion over the last year. It's like, all right, why don't we have a one-time tax on that? Why don't we say you took advantage and you implemented the lockdown, you bankrupted the American people. We're going to tax that money and distribute it back.
Gerald in South Carolina. Go ahead, you're on the air. Trying to move quicker.
Hey, Alex.
Welcome.
Would like to say, first off, thanks for being the voice of reason in amongst all this stupidity. Wanted to warn people, I've been trying to get a hold of you for a year, okay? I'm a double amputee, and I have bacteria infection on my lung that'll never go away. Living Defense saved my life. They had me on antibiotics for 2 years that almost killed me. Living Defense brought me back. I wanted to just quote from the Bible, Jesus is saying, as to where we are right now. This is Matthew 24, verse 9. Then they shall deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. That's right where we're at, brother.
And that's because God's name is on the founding of this country, no matter what they say, and that's why the enemy hates it, because God created this country.
The equation is very simple.
The mega banks control the media. They control big pharma. They control academia. They control the military, industrial complex. They control big tech. And everywhere that they have been in control in the third world, they have established absolute total despotism and dehumanization. It is the Western Christian idea of human freedom that ended slavery and then promoted women's rights and so much more that actually threatens them. So because they can't defeat that empowering ethic, they instead co-opt it, turn it upside down, and use the idea of equality to actually destroy human freedom and the free market that threatens their monopolies of control. That's why they target InfoWars, because we understand the keys to defeating them. But the only way our transmission gets out is if you promote InfoWars and ban that video. So redouble your efforts. We're all in this together.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. It's American Journal, InfoWars.com, band.video. Let's go out to your phone calls once again. We'll go first to Gerald in South Carolina, who has a comment about Governor Greg Abbott and the Texas border. Thanks so much for calling in, Gerald. You're on the air.
Hey, Harrison, how are you?
Good, thank you.
I just want to say, first off, I love my commercial. Tell Alex thank you. Another quick plug, Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Man, most vitamins taste like GNC smells. Vitamin Mineral Fusion tastes just like fruit punch. It's awesome.
It is really good, and then you're getting your daily dose of pretty much everything that you need in terms of vitamins and minerals in that one little scoop.
Man. And like I said before, I'm the double amputee with the lung infection, and this stuff is great.
Well, that's great. Thank you very much for that. Yeah.
My problem is, I'm a double amputee. I've got lung infection. I can't move around real good. So I came up with a great idea for everybody in the country. Listen up, guys. This phone number, it's area code 512-463-1782. That is Governor Abbott's out-of-state recording line. I just called, left a nice message for him. Thank you for, you know, dropping the mandates on the masks and showing everybody it was a crock. But then, Governor Abbott, you need to go down to the border unannounced. Watch what's going on. Shut the border. I'm in South Carolina. If this comes to my house because of your incompetency, we will be suing you.
Hmm.
Everybody in the country needs to do this.
Good. I'm for it. Yeah. Put a fire under his butt, because you're right. I mean, they're using, Texas as the gateway, but our own government is then shipping them all over the country and releasing illegal immigrants. I mean, it's not just invasion. It's invasion that is being coordinated and helped by our very own government. It's totally egregious. And just because the national government wants to not just abdicate its responsibility, but actually reverse the purpose of its presence there by having Border Patrol actually letting everybody in and helping to process them and bring them in and release them further inland than they would have gotten on their own. I mean, it's completely absurd. Just because the federal government wants to embrace that insanity doesn't mean that we here in Texas have to go along with it. We should be able to protect our own border, whether or not the scumbag vampires in Washington want to tell us otherwise.
Not just there, Harrison. Here, we had a great sheriff. He was all for helping ICE. He was all for our Second Amendment rights. How? I don't know, but he was voted out the new sheriff first day in office, stopped the agreement with ICE, kicked it out, and basically made our county a sanctuary county.
I'm not surprised. It's death by a thousand cuts. You know, just think about what you could think about what you could achieve with $1 million. Think about what you could achieve with $100 million. Think about what you could achieve with $1 billion. Then think about what you could achieve with 22 billion dollars, because that's the amount that George Soros said he would dedicate to destroying our country in 2016. $22 billion. You could fund the space program three times over, four times over. You could buy 19 space shuttles with that type of money. You could buy every castle in Europe with that kind of money. You could buy entire chains of islands in the Bahamas with that money. You could pay for a workforce of 10,000 people for 100 years with that type of money. And that's the type of money that has been poured into the United States. So they have systematically gone in, identified offices that we might think are unimportant to the minds of the globalists. That's just our local sheriff here in South Carolina. What could some decrepit old vampire like George Soros want with us? Well, when you have infinite amounts of money, you spread out like a spider web and you identify all of these little offices. You find somebody to put in it. You spend $10,000, $20,000. You can totally change the outcome of an election there.
You cannot hide a grand assault. America is about to have its energy cut off, its borders destroyed, its dollar brought down to nothing. All of you that have served Satan, believe that you are on the right team. You're about to find out how pathetic you are. So I ask all of you who are awake and who love God, stop living in fear. The enemy is about to expose itself. The enemy can't help itself. The enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. We sit here as good people and get upset about that and try to stop it. We should, but once it comes through, once it hits us, once it's dominating us and raping us and attacking us, we just have to point out we tried to stop it. So prepare yourselves, America. You're going under judgment, just like all the children that were aborted. This is the truth. This is the info war.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I want to take a moment now to discuss some of what we've been seeing going on in localities and nationally in this country, and that is the complete reappropriation of your tax dollars for alternative concerns that may be completely counter to the purpose for which they are allegedly designed to address. So we have this story here, Biden to unveil long-awaited executive action on guns. And I've discussed this in the first segment, but they say Biden will direct five agencies to redirect money to help prevent community violence, whatever the hell community violence means. Oh, it was violence. Oh, was it in a community? Well, we don't know. Which community? What does this mean? Oh, is this globalist doublespeak, meaning that you're going to be giving money to so-called community organizers and community activists to spread the ideals of socialism and government dependency and reliance on government money, because you think that if people are paid, they will not commit crime. The Government of Health and Human Services will teach states how they can use Medicaid money for gun violence prevention. Now, we saw this on distinct display with the COVID-19 so-called relief funds. And things that, you know, people seem to think that government is something else. Government is some spiritual, nebulous, intemporal concept, construct that is beyond the laws that govern human nature. But if you just put these in human terms, it becomes very easy to understand how horribly wrong everything they're doing is. I've used this example before, but just imagine you have some horrible disease. Maybe you have cancer. You need money to treat your cancer. You've lost your job because you can't be there because you're undergoing cancer treatment that's very intense. And so you need money to help deal with your daily expenses. And so you have a consultant come. This is the government in this situation. The consultant says, we're going to hold a fundraiser for you. I've done it many times before, but first, we're going to have to get a little bit of your money to get the whole thing started. So maybe you give him $20,000. He says, great. And he takes that and he goes away. He does a fundraising campaign. Good news, we've raised $100,000 for your cancer treatment, the treatment you need to survive, the necessary emergency fund to maintain your life. But I, the consultant, I bought a car when I shouldn't have. I bought a really nice car with a really bad credit deal. So I need to pay that off first. So I'm going to take $30,000 of that 100. I'm going to pay off my Ferrari for that. Okay, that alone, you just be like, wait, what the hell are you talking about? And then he's like, but, you know, also, while you've been at the hospital, some other dude has moved in to your house and is living there now and eating all of your food and sleeping on your couch. He needs a chunk of that money, too. He's going to get $10,000 of that because he's unfortunate. He had to live in your house while you're gone. This is absolutely necessary. Not a joke, by the way. $2.1 billion for undocumented workers signals New York's progressive shift. The fund, which could provide payments of hundreds of thousands of people excluded from other pandemic relief, ignited a battle between state lawmakers before it was approved this week. So up to $15,000 per illegal undocumented worker in New York. They will be receiving $15,000 of your money because of the pandemic, right? Of course, because of the pandemic. And then he goes on and on. And so it's just, you know, here's this. And eventually what you're left with is like $15,000. It's less money than you actually spent on the fundraiser, right? So you're losing money and they're saying it's for you, but really all you've done is provide them a fund to do away with their own bad decisions, fund people that are abusing you anyway, going to other people that aren't dealing with the sickness. It's absurd that this is allowed to continue and that they're actually with a straight face saying it's a COVID relief fund. It's your cancer survival fund went towards paying off my debt, went towards paying off people living in your house without permission. And what's left is actually less than what we took from you to start it. There you go. Pelosi payoff. COVID health relief spending was only 9%. 91% went to all of these other projects, right? Oh, yeah. By the way, the counselor says person who's helping you raise your money for your cancer treatment. By the way, my son is in a play that depicts you as a rapist, a racist, and a slaveholder. So we're going to give him some money as well. So, you know, we're going to take your cancer money. We're going to give that to the artist depicting you as a monster. Okay, this is where our money's going. And it happened with COVID-19 and nobody really even noticed. Oh, that's fine. Yeah, you're going to tax us nearly $6,000, you're going to give us back $1,400, and all the rest of that money is going to your friends, your ideology, putting forward your progressive agenda, and being sent to foreign countries. Okay. All right. Yeah, so this is how it works. Now it's gone a step farther. Now we have this story from CBS Austin. Oh, by the way, Austin, the majority of the money that the city of Austin is receiving for the COVID pandemic relief fund, the majority of it going towards dealing with the homeless problem that was created by our city council out of thin air. Great. Good. This is how it works now. Austin's Reimagining Public Safety Task Force presents first draft of proposed changes. So this is Reimagining Public Safety Task Force met for a public meeting. Some of the main changes they're hoping to make include reinvesting money currently assigned to the police department to help fund programs advancing communities of color, which includes creating hubs in specific neighborhoods to oversee a guaranteed income to certain families in the form of direct cash payments. Oh, public safety. Okay, so let's do away with the cancer fund analogy. Let's say here at InfoWars, we've hired a new security guard, a new security company. They're like, all right, we're going to redo security here. We have to make it safe. This is all about safety of you, the employees of InfoWars. Step one, give us your money. We deserve it. We need it more than you. You have more money than us. That's not fair. I'm the new security guard. Give me your money. I'm going to give it to my friends. They also suggest focusing on public health and employment opportunities in underserved neighborhoods. So he's like, all right. Step one, give me your money. I need it. You don't. Step two, I'm hiring all my friends. That's the important part here. For your safety, the money you're paying me to keep you safe, Well, the most important thing, my friends need jobs. They also suggest, quote, getting rid of all canine and police mounted horse units and creating a system completely separate from 911 to respond to mental health calls. The task force stressed that these suggestions have not been finalized. So this is what happens when you have a city or a country taken over by ideological zealots that are completely immoral, completely dishonorable. Because there's an aspect of honor to this, right? If I give you money to keep me safe, and then you take that money and just give it to your friend, and then come up with some sort of weird, ideologically vapid excuse saying, well, it's not safe because they don't have jobs. It makes no sense. This is nonsense. But this is how it works now. This is where we are now. It's just an endless sucking sound, an endless siphoning of people actually going to work, actually obeying the law, actually working for themselves and trying to better themselves and trying to raise families. Their money is just being ripped away from them constantly and given to people who can't or won't make money for themselves, just poured into whatever communities that the dictators at the top think that they deserve money more than you do. And it's just an endless pipe of money running from your pocket to whatever pet projects the Democrats want. And whether it's for your health or for your safety, none of it goes towards that. It's whatever watchwords they can use to justify your robbery, and you're falling for it.
I don't like coming to you and saying this could be our last broadcast. Hell, I've been on there 27 years, and only the last year or so have I said that. But let me tell you, the New World Order is breathing down our neck. The big globalist publications are coming after us, and they're doing everything they can to shut us down. So please pray to keep InfoWars on the air, and please support the local station you're listening to as well. At the same time, go to InfoWarsStore.com while you still can, and get a book, get a film, get a t-shirt, get some supplements, because it's that money that helps us stay on air in the face of this thing. I need your help more than ever now. I want to keep fighting the globalists, but I can't do it if you don't support us. So pray for us, word of mouth, tell folks about the broadcast however you can, and buy great products that will enrich you and your family's lives every day at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's high-quality coffee or supplements or books or films, all of it nurtures the soul, all of it empowers humanity, all of it is pro-human and pro-God. Thank you so much.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned, arrested, attacked, and threatened because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video, download the videos, and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com.
All of the experts agree that getting proper sleep is the cornerstone of good health. It has been proven that a poor sleep schedule is linked with numerous health problems, including weight gain, memory issues, mood changes, poor concentration, and even a weakened immune system. Introducing Rocket Rest, the new product from our Dr. Jones Naturals line at InfoWarsStore.com. The new Rocket Rest formula is loaded with the best natural ingredients to help not only improve your quality of sleep, but help you wake up feeling refreshed. Many competitors' sleep formulas focus only on getting you to sleep, but Rocket Rest was specifically formulated to help you feel rested and ready to take on the next day. It uses a unique quick-release capsule system to ensure fast delivery of deep sleep support ingredients like melatonin and magnesium. Rocket Rest helps you fall asleep fast, stay asleep, and wake up feeling rested. So get the new Rocket Rest formula from Dr. Jones Naturals right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion is a remarkable product, and it's back in stock, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com right now. It's always been one of our top 10 bestsellers. We've had it for 6 years or more, but now it's our number one best-selling product of all time because people are doing their research, they're doing their shopping, and they're checking the fine print, and they're discovering that it has high-quality vitamins and minerals, all the essential vitamins and minerals, and then key amino acids known to help carry this nutrition into the cells. So for your immune system, for your whole body, for life itself, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And despite the fact we can't keep it on the shelves, it's 40% off. The supply chains are breaking down. We try to put in a bigger order. We couldn't even get it because getting high-quality ingredients is very, very hard, and we're not going to cut corners. We're going to keep the quality at the highest levels. It also funds the InfoWars, so get your Vitamin Mineral Fusion now at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
All right, welcome back, folks. This is American Journal, InfoWars.com. In case you're just joining us, I should remind you that Winter Sun is now back in stock. Winter Sun Plus is the vitamin D3 supplement from InfoWars. It's been out of stock for a while, and I know we've gotten a lot of callers wondering when it would be back in stock. Well, it's back in stock now, and it's 40% off. It's 50% off if you buy it in conjunction with the Vitamin Mineral Fusion supplement. Both of those are 40% off, but if you buy them together, it's the Essential Vitamins Combo Pack, and it's 50% off right now at InfoWars.com. I think I shouldn't need to tell you all of the benefits that come with having a high level of vitamin D. It's perhaps the most important vitamin you could be taking at this moment in time. And if you're not, I got to question your sanity. And if you do want to take vitamin D, if you want the highest quality, and it actually tastes pretty good, then you got to get Winter Sun Plus at InfoWarsStore.com. That is a product I take every single day of my life. So I don't just suggest you take it. I take it myself. And I wouldn't lie to you. Let's go back to the phone calls. Johnny in Denmark has called in. Thanks for calling in. Johnny, you are on the air, sir.
Yeah. Hi, Harrison.
Hello.
I just wanted to go, great job you're doing, and great job you're doing improving things, the things like the Daily Dispatch, et cetera. My contribution to that, hopefully today, is a suggestion of several guests whom you might want to have on future episodes.
Good. Let's hear them.
Okay. One I've mentioned before several times, of course, is Dr. Cowan. It came to mind because he seems to be very active on other shows and very available, largely because he wrote The Contagion Myth, Why Viruses, Including Coronavirus, Was a Disease, last year, and his other book.
Dr. Cowan, good suggestion. Who else you got?
Right. Other one, this should be a relatively easy one, Sherry Tenpenny, since she's guest on Alex's show for like 20 years now.
And yeah, she's very good.
Yeah, my literally thousands of hours of research, I found her to be at the top of the heap in terms of the panoramic understanding of the COVID-19 hoax.
Yeah, she's very good. A lot of her videos are on band.video as well. All right, one more suggestion, Johnny. Both these are very good. I'll take your suggestion. I'll reach out to both these guys folks.
One which might be a little bit tricky, but I think very rewarding, is Dr. Rashid Ali Buttar, who is going to be a guest on the Alex Jones Show. Alex tried to get a debate going between him and Dr. Shiva, which unfortunately ended up crashing, mainly Dr. Shiva didn't want to be on there, despite the fact that InfoWars had treated Dr. Shiva with the utmost respect for many years and even gave him the frame. I was deeply disappointed by that.
I mean, we even went to Boston to help him during his run for Senate and everything. We're working behind the scenes with him. So it's a shame he's sort of gone rogue on us, but you know, whatever, it's up to him. But thank you very much. I will take these to my producer and we'll try to get these folks on. I know you've been suggesting it for a while, and I've actually been wanting to get Sherry Tenpenny on for a little while. So we'll try to make that happen. We are trying to get more guests on the program, greater variety of guests. It not just, you know, helps us get better information, more diverse views. I am not an expert on anything really. You know, I haven't gone to school for any medical stuff or economic stuff or anything. So I just use basic common sense and human logic to dissect the lies that I see that are do not require expertise to discover or destroy. So it's always great to bring on experts who actually have like very deep knowledge, and we can question them and extract information that way and disseminate it that way. So thanks for the suggestion, Johnny. I appreciate it. As always, very good call. Let's go now to Cody in Canada. Wants to talk about the dehumanization agenda. Thanks for calling in, Cody. You're on the air.
Good morning, Harrison.
Good morning.
The sword of InfoWars. God bless InfoWars, and thank you for taking my call.
Thank you. Did you just call me the sword of InfoWars?
Yes. We all are the sword of InfoWars, but you know, you're doing an awesome job, brother.
I appreciate that. I just wanted to make sure, because that's the best thing I've ever been called in my entire life. Thank you, sir. Where's my sword? I need it now. I'm sorry. You're on the air, sir. Go ahead.
I would like to just mention a few things there, just about the kind of psychological conditioning there that's in our face every day. Like here in Alberta, Canada, they call us the Texas of Canada here, but it's almost very, very similar to Texas, because we're very blue, like they're trying to change us blue, right? Like
right.
We're under a siege, and they're putting like billboards up on like the local radio, like the music radio stations and stuff. I'll be right in. But yeah, and it's just it's nuts. It's, you know, in our face, and to people, it's psychological conditioning. People are controlled through fear,
right?
And it's just like we have to see through the propaganda, and then, you know, the Christians can, we, the God's people can see through this stuff. The rest, like here in Canada, we're dealing with Pastor Gene Coates there, his Grace Life Church yesterday. I know they had the devil on yesterday with talking to Alex. They were shut down again, and RCMP are kind of, you know, they're harassing pastors and harassing Christians who can't, but they don't harass any other kind of religion. So it's just, it's such a double standard that we really have to wake up. And a lot of people are waking up,
you know,
to InfoWars.
I was having a conversation with my very good Christian friend, who made an observation to me that, I don't know, it's going to be hard for me to verbalize, but it's deep if you understand it. It's that, you know, the Antichrist, and whether that's the personage of the Antichrist or just the Antichrist faction that's out there, the Antichrist agenda that's being put forward, it's using the world that Christ created against Christians, right? So there's a reason that it's not just some other evil being, that it's the Antichrist, because it's an inversion of the world that Christ created. So Christ tells his followers to be peaceful. So the Antichrist knows he can abuse them without, you know, pushback against it, right? The world that Christ created is an open one, full of free exchange, full of mutual respect, where you don't have to have, you know, guards patrolling everybody, because people understand that for the benefit of their own souls, it's right to, you know, love everyone and treat others as you would like to be treated. And he takes that kindness and that, in a way, naivety to abuse us. So, you know, it's an opening for him. It's a chink in our armor. It's something he can take advantage of and use to destroy us. So what we're seeing now with phalanxes of masked police guarding churches, the same way that, you know, all of this, or the way that we've hundreds of thousands of people pouring across the border and claiming asylum when there's no such thing. It's taking advantage of a weakness, but it's a weakness that I hesitate to call it a weakness, you know, because it, It is, because they're taking advantage of it, because they're able to use it as an excuse. Here's a headline from Christianity Daily. Domestic terrorism bill could target pro-life Christians, almost half the country. That is according to Tulsi Gabbard, who I don't even think is a Christian. But it's just like, it's not hard to see, right? I don't think she's a part of the Antichrist faction, even though she has some rather strange religious beliefs, if you look into it a little bit. But my God, I'd take her over fake Catholic Joe Biden any day of the week. So I don't know. I think that goes right along with what you're saying, this dehumanization agenda and why Christians can see through it.
The globalists are purposely collapsing our world. They are creating insecurity, crime, war, and famine. All of us should do everything we can to get prepared and get ready for ourselves and our family's sakes, but also our community. And CitizenStronghold.com is the best place to go to get high-quality body armor at the lowest price you're going to find. Again, this is high-quality body armor at the lowest price you're going to find. We've worked with them for years, but they can never supply enough to our audience. They have massively expanded their factories. It's made right here in America, and they're ready to ship it to you right now. CitizenStronghold.com. When you go there, put in promo code Alex and get 10% off on your purchases. They have it for children. They have it for women. They have it for men. They have backpacks that then unfold and are full top body armor. They've got it all right now, ready to ship to you, 10% off. And the globalists are coming to try to stop the sale of it soon. That's why you need to get it now at CitizenStronghold.com. Promo code Alex and get 10% off.
The New World Order is a planetary corporate plan for world government. But world government is only the control grid. Now, inner members of the cult are told that they are going to transcend and become gods and attain immortality. But the price for that is to carry out the orderly extermination of all carbon-based life forms. That's why they say carbon is bad. They are rewriting the entire genetic code of the planet. They are playing God. They believe they have been inspired by interdimensional entities that are giving them advanced technology to carry out this transformation. I know this sounds insane, but if you read the writings of the globalists, it's all on record. You have been warned. You have been given the information to say no to this plan. This is the end of all life on Earth as we know it. This is the alien takeover of Earth.
The equation is very simple. The mega banks control the media. They control big pharma. They control academia. They control the military, industrial complex. They control big tech. And everywhere that they have been in control in the third world, they have established absolute total despotism and dehumanization. It is the Western Christian idea of human freedom that ended slavery and that promoted women's rights and so much more that actually threatens them. So because they can't defeat that empowering ethic, they instead co-opt it, turn it upside down, and use the idea of equality to actually destroy human freedom and the free market that threatens their monopolies of control. That's why they target InfoWars, because we understand the keys to defeating them. But the only way our transmission gets out is if you promote InfoWars and Band.Video. So redouble your efforts. We're all in this together.
Epic is one of only a handful of domain registrars that promote free speech and freedom of association. And they know that big tech is buying up almost all the other major companies and engaging in massive censorship and organized crime racketeering. That's why they've been massively expanding their services. So whether you have domains or want to register a domain or want help building a website or want servers or any other major service, they've got it all and they're expanding. And if you go to InfoWarsDomains.com and follow that link, you get all their services at the lowest price, and 25% of your sign up for a new domain or a domain you move goes to fund the InfoWar, and then we get 5% as well for any servers or any other type of services that you get from them. So it's a win-win as we build a true open free internet again, because the globalists are destroying what was open and what was free. So InfoWarsDomains.com, the revolution starts there. InfoWarsDomains.com. Take action now.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
We talk a lot about the mark of the beast, which was, of course, the prophecy of the book of Revelations that says essentially human beings will have a mark in their forehead or in their hand that will determine whether or not they're allowed to buy or sell. Without the mark, you'll be incapable of buying or selling anything or participating in public life. This has, of course, come to prominence because of the fact that the government and corporations are now essentially attempting to implement that exact program. They're just not calling it the Mark of the Beast. They're calling it vaccine passports and all sorts of other fun names. There's another, I don't know if you'd call it a prophecy, but there was a condition foretold far, far earlier than Revelations. Revelations being the last book of the Bible. Let's go, shall we, to the first book of the Bible, Genesis, the serpent, and Adam and Eve. Because what does the serpent say to Adam and Eve? The first thing he says, "And the serpent said unto the woman, ye surely shall not die." Surely shall not die. That's what he told her if she were to eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And this was the promise that he made. He said, "For God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be open, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil." Now, naturally, in American or Christian mythology, the serpent is Satan, tempting Eve to disobey God for the first time. To the people who rule our world, and the Satanists who are ever more desperate to display their allegiance to the fallen angel, this serpent was a hero. He was freeing Adam and Eve, and the promises that he made were not directly having to do with the fruit itself, but was more of a promise that if you were to follow him, if you were to follow your own human logic, you could eventually not just be immortal, but be as gods. What am I talking about? What does this crazy religious rambling have to do with what's going on today? Well, the story from Newsweek.com that came out yesterday. "Can blood from young people slow aging? Silicon Valley has bet billions that it will." This is, of course, sort of a classic human horror trope, vampirism, cannibalism, the repurposing of youthful life to prolong the lives of the aged. Well, it's becoming scientifically possible, but this isn't a new phenomenon. Here's just some of the headlines I pulled up in literally the last 5 minutes by searching "immortality and billionaire" on Google. "Transhumanists aim to replace God with machines through digital immortality. What if billionaires could live forever? Several billionaires, most of them Californians, have been funding firms involved in developing life extension technologies. What if they succeed? What if billionaires get to live indefinitely and get even richer?" Mint.com, "What happens when billionaires seek immortality?" From Yahoo Finance, "Five creepy ways billionaires are investing in immortality." From The Guardian, "Billionaires dream of immortality. The rest of us worry about healthcare." From The Robb Report, "Why Silicon Valley execs are investing billions to stay young." The Telegraph, "How Silicon Valley billionaires claim they've discovered the secret to everlasting life." CNBC, "Google's co-founders and other Silicon Valley billionaires are trying to live forever." Mirror, "The weird and wonderful tactics billionaires are using to become immortal." From Gear Patrol, "If these billionaires have their way, we'll live forever." The Sun reports, "Russian billionaire 100% confident he can make humans immortal by 2045. From The Express, "Life after death. Physicist Michio Kaku says digital immortality is within reach." From Insider, "Millionaires are dropping tens of thousands on young blood transfusions and cryonic preservation. Here are the five ways the wealthy are investing in trying to live forever." Insider, "These tech billionaires are determined to buy their way out of death." From The Star, "New blood, computer brains, and frozen heads. How billionaires, quote, will live forever." Futurism reports, "Disrupting the Reaper, tech titans' quest for immortality rages forward." From inews.co.uk, money isn't enough for today's billionaires. They want Mars and immortality. So what does this mean? Extrapolate this. What if they're right? What if they are on the cusp of achieving immortality? What if there was a pill that came out tomorrow that made you live forever, whether it stopped your aging in its tracks or even reversed it slightly? What if there was a pill that came out tomorrow that granted immortality upon those who took it? What would happen then? What would be changed then? Who would be able to take it? Would everybody take it? Well, then you have infinite numbers of humans. Would you have everybody who is alive now take it and then stop producing new humans so we're all just here forever? We're all immortal. We're all continue forward. Or would, as all of these headlines suggest, would the billionaires be the first ones to get it? Would the heads of corporations and the head of government be the first ones to take it? And if that's the case, who decides who gets this and who doesn't? Is it strictly on money? Or will we need some sort of decision-making process to decide who deserves immortality? And once they've been made immortal, will they pass on this immortality to those who serve them? Will they then become as gods, as prophesied by the snake in Adam and Eve? It says, you too will be as gods. You will never die if you just follow him. So it might sound like science fiction, but it's not science fiction to these people. They're trying it. They're actually trying to make this come about. And so when you extrapolate this, when you really think about what this means, it means that before we reach immortality, before the scientific capability to reverse aging comes about and is actually used in a population of whatever size, there has to be a system by which there is a class of people who will be as gods. They will be above everybody else. They'll be immortal. They'll control everything. And then everybody underneath them will have hanging over them the promise of immortality. If you just obey us, if you just serve us, if you just carry out our plan, then you will be gifted by us immortality. So you can't resist us. You can't fight back. And if you do, death awaits you. But we are immortal, and those who serve us will be made immortal. And so it sounds like science fiction, but again, these people are spending billions of dollars on this. They don't spend billions of dollars on snipe chases. They don't spend $1 billion on puppet shows. They're trying to create immortality. They're trying to live forever. Now, this should be repulsive to anybody that believes in a human soul. Anybody that believes in God, anybody that believes in Christianity knows that you shouldn't want to be immortal. You don't want to be immortal. In fact, the only way to be immortal is to serve Jesus Christ and you become immortal in the next life. You're granted immortal life through that. And I think, you know, even more so, immortality does exist on this earth already in the sense that my ancestors are alive in me and I will live forever through the blood of my children and the genetic code that I pass off to everybody beneath me. That's the natural, righteous form of immortality. That's not what they're after. They're after what the snake promised. They think the snake is a hero. They think that it's true what's said in Genesis, and not that God was a benevolent being who created life from nothing and then was betrayed by his own creation, but rather was a prisoner, or a prison warden, rather, who kept his wards as prisoners, and they were freed by Satan, who then set them on the path towards physical immortality here on earth. So that's the agenda of the elites. I'm telling you, once you have all the money in the world, once you can do whatever the hell you want with no consequences, once you have the rape temples on your private island, yeah, you're going to be looking for the next step in the process. And that next step is to, as they see it, make themselves as God. So this story from Newsweek about young blood that ties into the immortal legend of the vampire sucking the blood of the young to maintain the decrepit flesh of the aged. It's all tied in together, and it's all a scam that explains everything else.
As men age, they often experience a
slowdown
in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives. Yes, we're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's so hard for me when I'm cutting ads to not get overly excited. People ask me all the time, they go, Jones, are you on cocaine? Are you on meth? How are you so excited? How do I not get excited about world government, forced masks, forced inoculations, open announcements that our country is going to be dissolved? I'm sorry. I'm a fighter. And I know many of you out there watching and listening are fighters as well. And so I'll just say this. I try to be calm. I try to be focused. I don't know what I'd do if I wasn't still on air right now. But I just really want to thank you for keeping us on air. Because you have to realize, when I tell you that you're the InfoWar, that's not me patting you on the head. You are 99% of the equation. So when you decide to spread the word, when you decide to buy the products, InfoWarsStore.com, when you decide to share the articles and videos we produce, it changes the world. So you are the InfoWar. Thank you so much for the fight. Thank you for all you've done. Now let's take action together and take down the globalist. You know, it's crazy to get to this point. It's very bittersweet. Everything we've talked about has happened just like we said it would. And now we have a lot of credibility. But I don't care about that. I care about beating the New World Order. And it's because we have so much credibility, they can't allow us to stay on air much longer. And I don't have time to tell you all the stuff they're doing to us. For a lot of reasons, I can't tell you what's going on. But let's just say this. We're going to see this through to the end. We're going to stay on air as long as we can. So please pray for us and please buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're great products. Plus, they fund the operation. So you know, unlike other products you can buy, they're still great. Do they fund freedom? No, a lot of them don't. These are great products that fund freedom and fund justice when the whole world's waking up and looking for truth. That's why the globalists are censoring. They can't bring in all this tyranny and leave people like us on the air. So while you're at it, don't just financially support us and spread the word. Download everything we've done you can find and save it, because who knows how long we're going to be on the air and the enemy is trying to destroy everything we ever said. Vitamin Mineral Fusion is a remarkable product, and it's back in stock, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com right now. It's always been one of our top 10 bestsellers. We've had it for 6 years or more, but now it's our number one best-selling product of all time because people are doing their research, they're doing their shopping, and they're checking the fine print, and they're discovering that it has high-quality vitamins and minerals, all the essential vitamins and minerals, and then key amino acids known to help carry this nutrition into the cells. So for your immune system, for your whole body, for life itself, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And despite the fact we can't keep it on the shelves, it's 40% off. The supply chains are breaking down. We try to put it in a bigger order. We couldn't even get it because getting high-quality ingredients is very, very hard, and we're not going to cut corners. We're going to keep the quality at the highest levels. It also funds the InfoWars, so get your Vitamin Mineral Fusion now at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
How you get so much favor on your side?
All right, folks, we got a lot of callers to get through still in the program, so let's get into it. Carter in Texas, thanks so much for calling. Thank you for holding, sir. You are on the air. Carter in Texas. Hello, you're on the air, sir.
Thank you very much. I'd like to speak about solutions that we can do and about this whole border flooding that's going on. I mean, honestly, it's just been making me so upset. I didn't really understand the full extent of it back in 2015, 2016, but now it's just everybody sees what the problem is. And I want to also point out that, you know, I'm not one to really harp on race, but let's just be real here. I mean, we're looking at the replacement of, you know, whites in Western civilization. We need to really start talking about upping native.
You're sort of faded out there. Make sure you're talking right into the phone. But, you know, just back up what you're saying here. I mean, the fact that the number one concern of every single politician is not the latest reports that say that human fertility will drop to zero by 2045. That's one generation. That's 20 years. That's by the time my newborn son is an adult, the possibility for reproduction will have ceased. That is existential. That is a crisis that demands concerted effort to combat. It's not worldwide, folks. It's white people. Those are the people that are incapable of, like, even if nothing else is done, even if things just continue on as exactly they're going, ignoring immigration, ignoring all of that, just the fertility aspect, white people slated for extinction in one generation. Okay? That's a major issue, unless you want white people to go away, in which case it's a major benefit, major boon to your cause. So, yeah, I don't know. Maybe we'll do a man on the street. Maybe I'll go around with a microphone and just ask whether white people deserve to go extinct or not. And we'll just see what the average person thinks, because I don't know. Maybe it's racist to say white people shouldn't go extinct. Oh, no. Oh, no. That's what supremacy means now, by the way. Existence, supremacy, they're the same thing at this point. Advocate for their existence, you're labeled as a supremacist. So this is where we are now. It's absurd. Name me one other race of people that is in this situation, and I'll support them too, okay? I don't want anybody going dead. But Carter, hopefully you're got a little bit better position on your phone here so we can hear you clearly. You were saying, sir.
Roll up the window. Hey, can you hear me still?
I can hear you.
Okay, yeah. So the main thing I wanted to hit on was that, you know, these globalists, there's a term we can call them, and you were hitting on this a little bit earlier, that we can call them the super class. I mean, these people are living in essentially another world. Mm-hmm. And we can see that with these different conspiracies that are going around. And the main thing with the border and this immigration is that we can see with these big foundations, the liberal foundations and even some of the conservative foundations, we can see that these globalists are putting billions of dollars into activist organizations, think tanks, media organizations. And I mean, we're looking at what these foundations are doing today is pretty much exactly what the CIA was doing in Chile back when that was exposed by.
You cut off there, Carter, but I get exactly what you're saying. Yes, this it's exactly the same program. It's been used to destroy countries in the past, is being carried out now. And again, just think about what you could do with $1 billion. And this is hundreds of billions of dollars, right? From massive corporations. Nike, 100, 500 million here, 500 million there, just pouring into it. I mean, for $50,000, I could hire a decent person here in Texas. I could say, for 8 hours a day, 5 days a week, your job for the next year is to whatever. Do this research, do this activism, do this, creating of information to spread around. That's $50,000. What's $1 billion divided by 50,000? What level, what size army could you have working 8 hours a day, 5 days a week for an entire year for $1 billion? And what could you achieve with that workforce? And then multiply that by hundreds. And this is what's happening. People are being paid. It is their job. It is their full-time occupation to put forward this social justice bullcrap whose ultimate goal is nothing more than what they're already achieving, which is putting into place these types of wealth redistribution projects. Like, you know, even just that, just like I'm going to pay you $50,000 a year to work 8 hours a day to try to put forward bills in your local government to increase the taxes on regular people in order to funnel that money into what? Into your own program, into the program that is bringing the taxes about. So it's not just all of these people spending all of these billions of dollars, putting, you know, all of these programs in place. The programs themselves then become a feedback loop of their own support, right? Those groups lobby the government to take the taxes, to give to those groups, to lobby the government, to raise the taxes, to give to those groups. It's just this cannibalistic Ouroboros of theft and criminality and subversion and destruction. And again, we're supposed to just go school to school, right? Every school, we have to try to stand up and stop this from happening. When in every school, George Soros and his buddies, Mark Benioff and all these others, have probably spent $1 million per school to put forward critical race theory. And up against them is just like parents exhausted. They're like just tired as hell just from trying to maintain a family, trying to, you know, make food, trying to keep the clothes washed, trying to keep food on the table, trying to make money for themselves. And they're the ones who are now standing up against just a incredibly well-funded entire subclass of people whose entire profession and occupation it is to destroy their way of life. It's completely unacceptable, and it's gone on for decades. And the amazing thing is they haven't gotten farther. I mean, the amazing thing is that's how hard it is for them. That's what they have to do. Meanwhile, we're here just like nobody supports us except for the info. We're like, there's no billionaire filling our coffers. There's no bank or massive corporation just writing $100 million checks. Just, yeah, sure, hire 10,000 more people to go do your work. It's literally just us, like regular people from regular houses, middle income, just working our asses off, trying as hard as possible to prevent this from happening. And like they're hardly having any success. They have to like fight and push for every little inch they get, because what they want is evil and wrong, and it requires immense amounts of propaganda and concerted effort to convince people that it's not. Yeah. And it's all psychological operation. I mean, think about all of the work they did in the CIA and the USSR from the 60s to the 70s, to the 80s, to the 90s through 2000. Constantly, there is a continual, secret war going on where they're carrying out experiments, some on willing participants, some on unwilling or unwitting participants, to determine how you convince people of things, how you trick people into things, what's necessary to maintain the fear that's required to put forward your agenda. I mean, it's not, they're not doing this haphazardly. They do it systemically. They do it systematically. They do it with a bottomless coffer, because the people funding this at the very end are the ones who decided in 1913 that they would just invent the money. Money? Oh, that's what we say it is. Money is a figure on the computer screen. Money's a click away. Money's paper we print. So, yeah, that's what we're up against. And it's a simple matter that the human spirit is amazing, that's been able to maintain and persist through all of this. All right, let's go to Patrick in Boston. Thanks for calling in, Patrick. You're on the air.
Boss, I appreciate your position on corporations should not necessarily decide
everything for us, Patrick. How did we get here, Patrick?
Okay, well, as soon as you're willing to put your pants back on, I'm going to finish my sentence. I don't think the corporations should be able to make policy, but you guys do. And the reason that I know this is that the American Legislative Exchange Council, otherwise known as ALEC, writes every single piece of Republican supported legislation in this country. And what they do is they actually tell, legislators what they're supposed to do. So we could fix this problem if we would just institute term limits, have public funding of elections, and just have a come to Jesus moment, which you would love, right? Where we say, hey, look, we're not going to allow money to run policy. You guys,
yeah, but we're beyond that, man. You guys, right. Because I'm a Republican, right? Like I supported the war in Iraq. I love Mitch McConnell, right? I love Lindsey Graham. Screw those guys. I've never been a Republican for as far back as middle school because I saw what was happening to the people of Iraq under George Bush. Screw the Republicans. I love Trump. That man lost almost $1 billion. He dropped 130 places in Forbes. You think he's making out like a bandit? Your whole system is skewed, and I'll explain why on the other side.
Epic is one of only a handful of domain registrars that promote free speech and freedom of association. And they know that big tech is buying up almost all the other major companies and engaging in massive censorship and organized crime racketeering. That's why they've been massively expanding their services. So whether you have domains or want to register a domain or want help building a website or want servers or any other major service, they've got it all and they're expanding. And if you go to InfoWarsDomains.com and follow that link, you get all their services at the lowest price, and 25% of your sign up for a new domain or a domain you move goes to fund the InfoWar. And then we get 5% as well for any servers or any other type of services that you get from them. So it's a win-win as we build a true open free internet again, because the globalists are destroying what was open and what was free. So InfoWarsDomains.com, the revolution starts there. InfoWarsDomains.com. Take action now.
Throughout history, there have been two basic forms of civilizations and different mixes of the two. One is born of Renaissance, the other is born of conquest. One bases its power on having strong, enlightened, focused people with an ethos and a culture and ingenuity, art and skill and strength. The other is based on the massive number of slaves it controls with a tiny elite above it. America is transferring out of a system based on the ethos of liberty and freedom into one of total mass high-tech slavery. That's why the globalists tell us America was founded on slavery when it wasn't. They point out one of our evils so they can invert the fact that they are truly the slave masters. A global permanent lockdown is here that is already causing millions and millions to starve to death. When they're done, billions will starve to death. Even the former head of the Ministry of Defense in England and a top general have come out and said the COVID lockdown is going to trigger a giant new world war. That's the facts. This is the Bill Gates New World Order weapon.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, folks. Patrick from Boston's called, and he's got me fired up here. He knows I push my buttons. Look, progressives, liberals, the left in general, you're stuck in 2002. You're stuck in 2003 with the Republican versus Democrat mindset. We're far beyond that. Like, if you still think the Iraq war was about oil, if you still think what's going on in Syria is about oil or you know, about money, if you still think it's about, like, literally, you see on Young Turks and all of these leftist platforms, they're like, why is this person opposing gun control? Because they're corrupt because they were paid off by the NRA. And it's like, okay, so the NRA, a private organization that's there to put forward anti-gun control legislation or to prevent gun control legislation, spends $5,000 on a fundraiser for some senator, and he's been bought off. He's been corrupted. Meanwhile, you just have the largest corporations in the entire world all marching in lockstep, all pursuing exactly the same platform, all eliminating political dissidents from being able to speak out. I mean, we've gone beyond Alec, right? We've gone beyond corporations are helping to write legislation. Jamie Dimon is calling for companies to be policymakers. We have the Civic Alliance with 200 corporations banding together to essentially attempt to bankrupt the state of Georgia in whichever way they can, whether it's the Major League Baseball or Nike or Uber or Apple or Coca-Cola or any, or Delta Airlines or any of these massive corporations that are wielding their economic power to override and extort the will of the people and the legislature of any state that stands in their way, any state that attempts to pass a law that displeases them. So, and by the way, it's gotten to the point that now you have Mitch McConnell, King Turtle, right? Scumbag in chief of the Republican Party is now actually, well, I don't think corporations should be doing this. It's like, it's finally gotten to the point that even he, corporate jerk off mascot is actually coming around and recognizing what's going on. So, I mean, how are you still so far behind, Patrick?
Well,
My deficiencies, Harrison, I can't really explain to you. Maybe to my therapist I could. But look.
I love you, Patrick. We spar like this. I love Patrick.
I respect it. Look, what I'm saying is that Alec is a boil on the ass of a boil on the ass of society and needs to be eradicated. And you said earlier correctly that fascism is the confluence of government and private industry. And I think you're exactly right. The thing is here, you seem to want the confluence of private industry and government in that you want private industry to go ahead and say, hey, we're sign off on government decisions in Georgia, but they don't want to.
It's not up to and them. They don't the have a say. They don't even have a vote. And they're gonna bankrupt us.
But this is what the free market is. This is what the free market is. The free market is okay. As a matter of fact, the free market is like a deity to right wingers until the free market does something they don't like, and then they like to piss and moan and whine about it. Which is what you guys are doing right now.
Look, I was a libertarian in high school. I admit I've made contritions. I still call myself a libertarian because libertarian, liberty is the ultimate goal that I'm trying to achieve. But now our liberty is being crushed by the corporations, and for the last 10 years at least, that's been the case. And so we've been against that. We've fought back against it. The Republicans in charge don't seem to see that. But no, the corporations should have absolutely no say over what our public policy is. And they especially shouldn't be using their economic powerhouse position that's been granted to them by the government in the case of things like the MLB, which have an exemption for the monopoly they hold over professional baseball, courtesy of the government. But they're using that monopoly to try to bankrupt and actually have taken hundreds of millions of dollars that would have been poured into the Georgia economy out of that state because they are displeased at the will of the people. It's feudalism. It's neo-feudalism. It's corporatism. It is fascism. So, Patrick, we agree. Why are we fighting with each other?
No, but hold on. I think.
All right, we got to go to break. I'll be right back. I'm going to keep you on. I'll be right back.
All right.
Granny Do Right. Granny Do Right. Thanks for holding her on the air. Go ahead.
Alan, first of all, let me say I love your products. I am a granny, and for all the senior citizens out there that may have spent a lifetime in the sun like me, I was loaded up with sunspots, or age spots, as they're lovingly called. But since taking your X2 for the last couple of years, my skin is just really gorgeous, actually. People think I'm 55 years old. And I was already taking your other supplements, but I thought, maybe that's what I need to do because I just thought it was a hopeless situation. But when I started taking it, I mean, it doesn't happen immediately, but, over a period of time, I started noticing, okay, this is the ticket. This is working. This is wonderful. I don't have to put on Dermablend anymore, So anyway, it worked wonderfully and it really has totally cleared up my skin.
Your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, folks, we got Patty from Boston on the line. Patrick from Boston, I should say. I'm reading his Twitter here. His Twitter is Patty Boston Mass, and he hosts a show on Twitch, twitch.tv/Patty Don't Surf. So I thought I'd give you a little shout out there because I like when you call in because I like kind of sparring. But at the end of the day, can't we do away with the division between right and left, and we can go, okay, we both understand that corporations have way too much influence on our government right now. Isn't this a time for us to come together, Patrick?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it is. And what I wanted to say before we went to the break was, there's an antitrust exemption for Major League Baseball. Right. That shouldn't exist, right? That should not exist. I think probably we both agree that if you're going to have an antitrust law, nobody should get an exemption, right? Mm. Otherwise, why have the law?
Right. It makes no sense. Literally, then you're just – right. Then all you're doing is saying that you have government-approved monopolies on certain things.
I want an anti-murder exemption unless somebody pisses me off. Right. So the point here is that Ted Cruz and Mike Lee, the senators – from Texas and Utah, respectively, decided to, start to make waves about how they were going to take away MLB's antitrust exemption after MLB did something they didn't like.
Right.
Well, why weren't they upset about that the day before? Because if they're really upset about the antitrust exemption, they would have always been upset about it. But this is a cultural thing. So it's punitive. And that's where it starts to get to where we don't trust our politicians, because they only take action when they feel like they're in a corner or they're pissed off about something. And I'm not down with that.
Well, you know, I think that's true. You know, they are reactionary, but at the same time, I'm not going to say, okay, well, now they're doing the thing I want them to do, but because they're doing it punitively, I'm going to say no. It's like, okay, fine, this is what it took to get them to wake up, then fantastic, let's do it. You know, what it makes me think of is the fact that, you know, a lot of this stuff should be cross-party. It should be both sides coming together on certain issues. You know, I used to love when Bernie Sanders would come out and talk trash about Walmart. I used to love when Bernie Sanders would come out and say, we don't want illegal immigration because it drives down the wages for workers. And, Walmart is abusing welfare to keep its rates low and all this sort of stuff. And then, of course, he completely cucks the establishment. He doesn't say those talking points anymore. So maybe we can just do away with the Bernie Sanderses. We can do away with the Joe Bidens. We can do away with everybody and anybody in between, and say we as Americans can come together and go, we're sick of corporations wielding inordinate power over our sacred democracy that is seemingly slipping through our fingers and being robbed from us at every point. Final word, Patrick?
My usual close, two words, Tulsi Gabbard.
Tulsi Gabbard. I like to, you know, somebody on Twitter the other day was like, why are conservatives so obsessed with Tulsi Gabbard? Like, why do conservatives actually like Tulsi Gabbard? And it's like, two reasons. She's not insane, and she doesn't seem to hate the American people. It's like, that's the level that we're at now. I don't even care if she has some policies I disagree with. The fact that she doesn't seem to be actively seeking my destruction with her every move is like, yeah, pin a medal on her for that, man. I think Tulsi, okay. But you know, we have the same all the way back in 2008 or before. Ron Paul, you think he's a Republican that, you know, corporations like, that they enjoy him?
No, not at all. They screw him out of it as well. Look,
so.
I think a lot of things about Ron Paul, policies are appealing to me. He's a right winger that I think I can agree with on a lot of things, not everything. But, he's a guy I could make peace with. His son is a ne'er-do-well moron. But
All right. You had to spoil what was becoming a very friendly conversation here. Now, I do got to let you go because we got a lot of other callers that I'd like to put on. But I appreciate the call, Patrick. And I hope that this is something that we can come together on. And, man, if it's the American people versus corporations, I'm betting on the American people. I think we can win. But if they're – you know, if the corporations themselves and the government that they're completely intertwined with are successful at keeping us separated, that's the whole point, right? They keep us separated and they're able to run roughshod over our every right and, privilege of living in this country. So I think we need to come together as American regular citizens and fight back against them. And again, it's like, you know, I want limited government. I want as small government as possible, but they got to be big enough to take control of the corporations, because we actually have a say in what our government does. I don't have a say into what Coca-Cola does, and unless I'm a millionaire, I'll never have that say. So it's important to empower the government with the ability to protect the American people from any sort of infringement on their liberty, especially when it comes from corporations. So thanks so much for the call, Patrick. I do appreciate that, and I guarantee you this video will go up. This call will go up as a video on the site. Harrison Smith destroys libtard from Boston. I'm kidding, of course, but thanks for the call, Patrick. Patrick might have dropped already. All right. I know the crew's like putting up these graphs. Finish him. I don't want to finish. I don't want to destroy him. I mean, he's not saying anything objectionable here. He's saying the fatality. Republicans are in bed with corporations. Of course they are. Screw those guys. Like, there's no argument here. So, you know, if he's coming to me talking trash about Rand Paul, we can go head to head, my friend. But, if we're agreeing on something, let's agree. Let's use that. Let's direct that energy outward, not against each other, but against the tyrants that are attempting to establish a neo-feudal technocratic jail worldwide. All right. Let's focus on the big issues here. Okay, let's go back out to the phone calls. Mark in Canada looks like has been on for a little while. Thanks for calling in, Mark. Sorry to put you on hold, but I appreciate you hanging on with us, and you are on the air now, sir.
Thank you very much. You know, when I call you from Quebec, that I give you zingers, and here come some real doozies. So should I serve GMOs? If I'm supposed to serve humans in my restaurant and some GMOs come in, some genetically modified organisms that are owned by Moderna, should I serve them? And who owns the house? I mean, my father was alive, but now there's no connection genetically between myself and my father because he's owned by Moderna. He's a GMO. Now, Moderna now owns my father, but does Moderna own my family's property? So I'm going to have to sue my father because he's no longer my father. He doesn't represent my family and take the family's property from him.
Right.
Can I buy my siblings back? Like, Moderna owns my siblings now, but how much do they want? And by the way, once I buy my siblings, how much can I get for them or their organs?
Yeah, you know, I'm trying to find it right quick. I know it was earlier this month. There was an article that came out that was like, people used to complain about genetically modified foods. Well, now that they've taken a genetically modified injection, will they stop complaining about that anymore? And it's like, wait, what? Your argument is, okay, now we have to stop complaining about GMO food because you've injected us with gene-altering stuff and we ourselves are now genetically modified organisms? And that's what somebody else on Twitter was saying. You know, we have to come up with a better term, you know, because we're not anti-vaxxers. We just don't want it. Yeah, you've had the GM jab, so what's wrong with the GM food? Asked the Times of London. After decades of concern about the risks of genetic modification, the success of the COVID-19 vaccine should be a prompt a rethink on Frankenfoods. It's like, well, maybe Frankenfoods should prompt a rethink on the COVID-19 vaccine, you weirdo mad scientist dictators. I mean, it's just insane. So your point is very well taken, Mark, is now that they have forcibly altered our genetic code, are we even ourselves anymore? And what implications does this have going into the future? It's a very good question, folks. And it's just another one of these topics that for so long InfoWars has been on the right side of. It's like, it's just amazing. Now you see all this talk about stuff. Elites are injecting themselves with young blood to stay young. It's like InfoWars.com, next year's news today. Genetically modifying your body through an injection that's forced by your government and will come with a digital tracker that will determine whether or not you're allowed to buy or sell. InfoWars.com, tomorrow's news today. Time and time again, we have been right because their movements are predictable, because all you have to do is ask the question, what would a tyrannical, unaccountable dirtbag do with infinite power? And there you have the global elites and their plans laid out before you.
Gerald in South Carolina. Go ahead, you're on the air. Trying to move quicker.
Hey, Alex.
Welcome.
Would like to say, first off, thanks for being the voice of reason in amongst all this stupidity. Wanted to warn people, I've been trying to get a hold of you for a year, okay? I'm a double amputee, and I have bacteria infection on my lung that'll never go away. Living Defense saved my life. They had me on antibiotics for 2 years that almost killed me. Living Defense brought me back. I wanted to just quote from the Bible, Jesus is saying, as to where we are right now. This is Matthew 24, verse 9. Then they shall deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. That's right where we're at, brother.
And that's because God's name is on the founding of this country, no matter what they say, and that's why the enemy hates it, because God created this country.
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal.
Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion is a remarkable product, and it's back in stock, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com right now. It's always been one of our top 10 bestsellers. We've had it for 6 years or more, but now it's our number one best-selling product of all time because people are doing their research, they're doing their shopping, and they're checking the fine print, and they're discovering that it has high-quality vitamins and minerals, all the essential vitamins and minerals, and then key amino acids known to help carry this nutrition into the cells. So for your immune system, for your whole body, for life itself, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And despite the fact we can't keep it on the shelves, it's 40% off. The supply chains are breaking down. We try to put in a bigger order. We couldn't even get it because getting high-quality ingredients is very, very hard, and we're not going to cut corners. We're going to keep the quality at the highest levels. It also funds the InfoWars, so get your Vitamin Mineral Fusion now at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
Actually bought this. It blocks UHF frequencies.
Snowden and others taught us how mobile phones are constantly spying on us. Not just tracking and recording our GPS location, but recording audio and video as well, with or without a battery. Now, with the InfoWars Privacy Pouch, you can go dark wherever you choose. Excellent. Now I have my own compact Faraday cage I can take wherever I want. And you can too at InfoWarsStore.com. Government agencies, identity thieves, tech giants, and now contact tracers are all tracking your every move through your mobile phone. Now you can have the power to easily cut them off and go dark. Support the InfoWar and get your InfoWars privacy pouch today. InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You remember that one time that one guy was like, the tap water's turning the frogs gay? That was funny. Yeah, and then it wasn't turning them gay, it was just causing the male frogs to grow female reproductive organs. That was pretty classic.
Wait, what?
Oh, come on, you've heard this one before. Herbicide gets in the water via farming runoff, likely, according to research, has adverse effects on hormones and vertebrates. What are you gonna do?
I don't know about this one.
And then the owners of the herbicide lobbied the EPA so nobody else could do research on the harmful effects of the herbicide besides them.
This isn't as funny as the frogs turning gay.
Yeah, you know, saying the government organizations that are supposed to protect us and the corporations that are supposed to benefit us actually put profit motive over ecological harm every time. It's not as catchy. If only the frogs were just turning gay, am I right?
I don't like it here.
Join the club.
Classic story here, classic story. InfoWars covers something that's true, and everybody laughs at us, calls us conspiracy theorists. Thing becomes true, everybody's made aware of it. They act confused at why they've never heard it before. Okay. All right. Well, here we are. Just wait. I mean, it's just like, you know, any day now, the vaccines will be exactly the same thing.
Well, wait, what? The vaccine was a human, a mass death program? What? I thought the frogs were just gay.
Okay. All right. Well, you can continue to keep laughing, right? Just keep laughing. It's like I was talking about yesterday. Just these hyenas, here we are just like desperately fighting for our lives against attacks from all angles, and all around us are just these, you know, gibbering monkeys and hyenas just like laughing and throwing things at us, and just like, it's just like, this is, we're fighting for you. Like, you understand, like, when they're done killing us, you're on the menu. You hyenas, you jackals, you worthless detritus of the human race. keep laughing, keep cackling, keep making fun of us. We'll just keep telling the truth. I mean, it doesn't bother us. You know, hey, if it makes you laugh and that means it's funny, that means you spread it around a little bit and 10 people might laugh at us, but one person actually looks into it and discovers that what we're saying is not just undeniably true, but of the utmost importance for the existence of humanity itself. Go ahead and laugh. Keep laughing. Just keep laughing. You know, I mean, one of the funniest things that ever happened with us here at InfoWars, we were in New York. I was with Owen and we were walking around the street. I can't remember why we were in New York, but we were doing an on the street thing. I think this must have been back when we could still go live on YouTube and stuff. And I think it was the gay frog thing because Owen is talking to a guy. It's an older guy, older black guy, middle age or so. And he's talking to Owen and this young like hipster dude who had, he must have seen the live stream and he lived nearby. So he came by to bother us, right? So Owen's talking to this black guy, he's talking about whatever they're talking about, and this young white hipster guy comes up and starts like shouting over his shoulder and being like, "Oh, the frogs turning gay? Oh, the frogs turning gay? Well, what's up, the gay frogs?" And Owen's like, "Well, actually, it's atrazine. It's chemical runoff in the water that affects hormones." And the guy's like, "Oh, frogs being gay, frogs?" And the middle-aged black guy, who had no idea who Owen was or who InfoWars was or anything, like turned to the hipster guy and was just like, yo, shut up for a second. Wait, what is this? What's happening with the frogs? Like, what's happening with the chemicals going on?" And this young hipster guy who thinks he's like the cool one who's like, yeah, everybody's going to be into me bothering these people. You know, everybody around is like, hey, shut up, man, shut up. Wait, this sounds important. What is it? The chemical runoff is affecting hormones from atrazine? And it's like, yeah, it's a real thing. And all these stupid hipsters who just think it's funny, you know, I guess they're not having children anyway. So, you know, they're all castrating themselves. So they don't need the corporations to do it for them. And it was actually turning them gay. You know, it didn't just alter their physical body. I mean, it's a hormonal thing. You know, frogs are not deep thinkers, folks. They don't really consider their actions too much. All they know is that all of a sudden they have the urge to be bred, even though they're men, right? Like they would engage in what you call homosexual behavior because while they still had the male body parts, they would be exhibiting the behavior of females. So it's like it's like whether it's Department of Education, elementary, you know, scholarship or chemical runoff affecting the very basic genetic code of your, you know, hormonal reactions. The effect is the same. It's death. It's infertility. It's the inability to reproduce. It's the end of your line. It is 10,000 generations coming to a screeching halt. It is the silence of a snow-covered field. It is death. That is what awaits us. That gets a reaction from us at InfoWars. We don't want to die. We don't want you to die. We don't want anybody to die. We are on the side of life here. Really incredible. All right, let's go out to your phone calls once again. In the next segment, I'm going to be answering once and for all, conclusively, and without reservation, the answer to the question, were the lockdowns worth it? Were the masks worth it? Spoiler alert, no, they weren't. They weren't. They were, in fact, incredibly damaging. Before I get into that, let's go out to your phone calls once again. Mountain Man in San Antonio. I'm not aware of any mountains in San Antonio. You must be missing your homelands, my friend. Mountain Man from San Antonio. Let's talk about the power of life and death. You are on the air, sir.
Yes, sir, Harrison. Moved here from Illinois 2 years ago after I found the InfoWars platform, and it pretty much ruined my life. I can't watch baseball anymore. I can't pay attention to anything.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's been the best experience of my life. I also went from being addicted to candy to taking your supplements. I lost 90 pounds, and
wow.
And I feel like a whole new man.
Okay, all right, good.
But the power of life and death is not in the tweet. And it's not in the email, and it's not in the text message. It's in the tongue. And if we're going to continue on the religious side of things today, which I've enjoyed on your show today, and in general, the whole time you've had your show, it's been great, one of my favorites. we have to care enough about the people that are around us to say something. And if it's in the grocery store, or if you have to pull over on the side of the road and talk to a homeless person, we have to be able to say something. And we're not going to accomplish anything online. We're not going to accomplish anything on Twitter, because that's not a tool that God gave us.
Mm.
And I've been reallocating my resources from the MLB subscription that I had to InfoWars to buy T-shirts and to buy products. And I think that's great. But I think the most important thing, like you said to Patty, we have to come together. And anything that's going to divide or be divisive to the human race, we need to get rid of it. And I think we need to come together with words in person. And I think that'll change the future.
I love it. What a positive message. And I completely agree. And man, I could go on and on about this because, you know, I'm sorry that we've ruined your life. I don't want to ruin anyone's life. And I'm glad, you know, we've made it better. It, you know, it really is like Plato's cave or the Matrix. Like, you can be comfortable and dumb and under attack, right? It's the invigorating contest of liberty that you have to embrace and acknowledge the threats that you're under, but also know that the human spirit can rise above it.
The globalists are purposely collapsing our world. They are creating insecurity, crime, war, and famine. All of us should do everything we can to get prepared and get ready for ourselves and our family's sakes, but also our community. And CitizenStronghold.com is the best place to go to get high-quality body armor at the lowest price you're going to find. Again, this is high-quality body armor at the lowest price you're going to find. We've worked with them for years, but they can never supply enough to our audience. They have massively expanded their factories. It's made right here in America, and they're ready to ship it to you right now. CitizenStronghold.com. When you go there, put in promo code Alex and get 10% off on your purchases. They have it for children. They have it for women. They have it for men. They have backpacks that then unfold and are full top body armor. They've got it all right now, ready to ship to you, 10% off. And the globalists are coming to try to stop the sale of it soon. That's why you need to get it now at CitizenStronghold.com. Promo code Alex and get 10% off.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
The equation is very simple. The mega banks control the media, they control big pharma, they control academia, they control the military, industrial complex, they control big tech. And everywhere that they have been in control in the third world, they have established absolute total despotism and dehumanization. It is the Western Christian idea of human freedom that ended slavery and that promoted women's rights and so much more that actually threatens them. So because they can't defeat that empowering ethic, they instead co-opt it, turn it upside down, and use the idea of equality to actually destroy human freedom and the free market that threatens their monopolies of control. That's why they target InfoWars, because we understand the keys to defeating them. But the only way our transmission gets out is if you promote InfoWars at band.video. So redouble your efforts. We're all in this together.
Look, I've proven that InfoWars information is some of the best in the world. It's just absolutely on target. The globalists can't stand us because we've studied how they operate. They want to keep you in the dark. I believe in humanity, and I want to see you empowered, because I know that John F. Kennedy was right. A raising tide raises all ships. Now, the supplements, the vitamins, the minerals, the compounds we have at InfoWarsStore.com are the very best sourced, wildcrafted, organic, and natural products you're going to find anywhere. Whether it's Natural Defense, or whether it's Ultra 12, or whether it's X2, or DNA Force Plus, or Prostaguard, or Vasobeats, these are all cutting-edge, top-of-the-line products that will help you and your family, and at the same time, fund the InfoWar. So don't procrastinate. Take action today at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. Infowars.com is where you at. Band.video is what you're watching. Infowarsstore.com is how we maintain ourselves and under constant attack, constant threat, constant surveillance by the vulture-like goblin creatures in the ceiling above my head right now, observing us, watching us, trying to find some misstep that they can take advantage of to destroy us. It's not going to happen because our info warriors have our back, and they go to InfoWarsStore.com and support us. Vitamin Mineral Fusion is on sale now. It's 40% off. You can get it in conjunction with the Winter Sun Plus. That's the vitamin D formula that I take every day of my life to keep my immune system working at full capacity. I read off just some of the ingredients that you're going to get as a part of a single scoop of this Vitamin Mineral Fusion. I wonder how many. So there's 30 servings in this one. I'd say you can probably get even a little bit more out of that, but just for terms of supplementation, you're getting a full month's supply in this one box. You take a little scoop, and you're getting all of the vitamins you need from A to C to D to E, K, riboflavin, niacin, vitamin B6, vitamin B12, biotin, calcium, magnesium, zinc, selenium, copper. I mean, you're just getting absolutely everything and more. Your daily supply, many times over, of many of these particular vitamins. So one scoop and you're set for the rest of the day, and you can get that extra boost with Winter Sun Plus. Both of those products are 40% off combined. They're 50% off right now, and I have a feeling that they're both going to be selling out fast. Winter Sun was not in stock for a very long time, so if you were missing out on that, now's your time. Scoop it up. InfoWarsStore.com, and you help support everything that we do here. Quickly, before I get into the question of the lockdowns, I want to give some hope to the people. I don't like thinking that, you know, the classic, the Matrix was based on Plato's cave. So 2,000 years ago, this isn't a new phenomenon. It doesn't have to do with technology. It doesn't have to do with the elites controlling the media. It's a basic fundamental factor of human psychology and human philosophy. The cave was this metaphor where it was an imagining. You know, if you're trapped in a cave, you're watching shadows, that's all you know. You think those are real. You don't even know that there are things that are casting the shadows. All you know are the shadows. And then you break out of that cave. And when you first break out, the sun is blinding and it's painful. And so, you know, as depicted in The Matrix, a similar thing. It's not a pleasant experience to wake up from The Matrix. It's not a pleasant experience to leave the cave. It hurts. Your eyes hurt. You can't see anything. It's too bright. And yet, once your eyes adjust, once you get used to it, you realize everything I've known before is a lie. And then what happens? Then you go down into the cave. You see all these people that are still chained up. They're still watching the shadows play on the wall. And you go, we got to get out of here, man. You're trapped. There's more to the world. There's an entire surface above this cave full of life and wonder and beauty and joy. And you're being kept back here as a slave. And you take them and you pull them up out of the cave, and they attack you because they're like, why are you hurting me? Why are you subjecting me to this? My eyes hurt. It's hot. I'm not used to it. Why are you hurting me? And it's like, no, I'm trying to free you. I understand it's uncomfortable. I understand it hurts. that's the situation we're going through. When you learn of all of the chaos going on, when you learn of all of the cooperation happening but between people that hate you in order to destroy all things good, can seem a little bit overwhelming. So I want to share with you some good news. Here's some good news versus the bad news, right? The bad news is fertility dropping like a rock. With 2020, they're calling it the lost year of fertility. Just fertility dropped like a rock, completely off a cliff. Last year, already in massive decline. We are not producing enough children to replace ourselves. If the process continues, there will not be human beings on Earth in a very short amount of time, because literally we can't continue to procreate. And part of this is because of the chemical poisoning going on in our food and water. That's the bad news. The good news is, there are things you can do in your very own life to help reverse this trend. They've shown studies that fertility is actually massively influenced by peer pressure. And so while you may think it's annoying to post pictures of your baby on social media, other people see that, they get jealous, and they want to have a baby. They've shown it actually has a noticeable difference that if somebody's social media feed is filled with pictures of happy couples with babies, of their friends having children, it increases the likelihood that they will have a child in the very near future. So you can actually right now, by spreading the joy and love that comes with having a child on social media, you can make a big difference, and you can actually increase fertility in a wide base. Here's the other thing. Hungary and Poland, but specifically Hungary, has turned its government towards creating children. The baby machines. They try to actually phrase this as like a negative thing. Literally, they try to phrase this as a negative thing. Hungary has nationalized IVF clinics. They have generous loans for couples who promise to procreate imminently, and lifetime income tax exemption for having four or more children. That's Viktor Orban's drive to get Hungarian women to breed. Family-friendly Hungary, in the words of giant banners that now greet arrivals at Budapest Airport. This has had a dramatic positive effect on their birth rate. I believe, and it's almost impossible to find this information because it's hidden. Google, Twitter, Facebook, Apple, they don't want you to know that this is possible. They want you to think that the dive in fertility is an inevitable consequence of the modern world, and we have to just bring in infinite numbers of the third world who are not having a problem breeding. Believe me, no issues there, right? Look up the birth rate in a place like Nigeria. It's like 14 babies to every couple. Here in America, we're averaging at one now, one baby per couple, which means we're producing half as many people as we would need just to maintain our population. Okay. So we need to import the fertile people because the infertile people are dying off. They want you to think that's inevitability. They want you to think there's nothing you can do to stop it. The reality is Hungary, Poland, these places have shown that you can have government policies that not only stops that trend downward, it reverses the trend in a massive way. And it is, they say, Hungary tries for a baby boom. It's almost impossible to find. It is very hard to find the actual information that shows that Hungary went from having less than replacement population to a surplus fertility in a very short amount of time. I think it was something like 25, like their fertility is 25% higher in less than 10 years. As a massive turnaround, and all it takes is policies to encourage families. What we have here, every policy that we see implemented is exactly the reverse. Every policy we see is the reverse. So look, this is European Union, okay? 2.0 is replacement level. You need two people to make a baby. If you have two babies, that means each one of those people basically has a replacement for themselves. That means population is strictly maintained, not growing, okay? The EU average, so France is the closest, and it doesn't even reach 2%. It gets all the way down to Italy, less than 1.5%, meaning if no interdiction is carried out, if no change in path is made, nothing else has to be done. They're literally dying out. I know. Call me a white supremacist. I think that's a bad thing. I do. I'm not afraid to say it. I think it's a bad thing that white people are going extinct. Okay, tell me that's wrong. Reveal to me your true desires. You want white people to be existing? You must be a white supremacist. This is where our conversation is in this country at this point. Go read what they say about Viktor Orban. Read how much they hate the leader of Hungary. The main reason? He showed that you don't need migrants to maintain your population. That's what the bankers want you to think. No, you can actually have babies. You can actually support families. You can actually do it successfully. You just have to stop listening to the people who want you dead.
Epic is one of only a handful of domain registrars that promote free speech and freedom of association. And they know that big tech is buying up almost all the other major companies and engaging in massive censorship and organized crime racketeering. That's why they've been massively expanding their services. So whether you have domains or want to register a domain or want help building a website or want servers or any other major service, they've got it all and they're expanding. And if you go to InfoWarsDomains.com and follow that link, you get all their services at the lowest price, and 25% of your sign up for a new domain or a domain you move goes to fund the InfoWar, and then we get 5% as well for any servers or any other type of services that you get from them. So it's a win-win as we build a true open free internet again, because the globalists are destroying what was open and what was free. So InfoWarsDomains.com, the revolution starts there. InfoWarsDomains.com. Take action now. Humanity has been domesticated by and large. The population has been trained to submit, do what you're told, and it's all going to pass. But if you study authoritarians, if you study the globalists, you understand that they reach a point where all the training is just beta, and you go into the point of being culled, being totally enslaved. And because the globalists see us as weak and see us as stupid, they are now making that move. And they are collapsing the third world with their economic weapons to then flood us with a third world that the UN will use as a weapon to then have us under such a crisis, under such a load, capitulate to the UN, whatever agreements they want us to sign, hoping that they will stop the flood of tens of millions of refugees, not fleeing COVID or climate change, as the UN and Klaus Schwab are saying, and Bill Gates is saying, but fleeing the year-long lockdowns that the UN and Bill Gates ordered them to institute, or they wouldn't get more IMF and World Bank money. And that's why we have to really get educated about the globalists.
All of the experts agree that getting proper sleep is the cornerstone of good health. It has been proven that a poor sleep schedule is linked with numerous health problems, including weight gain, memory issues, mood changes, poor concentration, and even a weakened immune system. Introducing Rocket Rest, the new product from our Dr. Jones Naturals line at InfoWarsStore.com. The new Rocket Rest formula is loaded with the best natural ingredients to help not only improve your quality of sleep, but help you wake up feeling refreshed. Many competitors' sleep formulas focus only on getting you to sleep, but Rocket Rest was specifically formulated to help you feel rested and ready to take on the next day. It uses a unique quick-release capsule system to ensure fast delivery of deep sleep support ingredients like melatonin and magnesium. Rocket Rest helps you fall asleep fast, stay asleep, and wake up feeling rested. So get the new Rocket Rest formula from Dr. Jones Naturals right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion is a remarkable product, and it's back in stock, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com right now. It's always been one of our top 10 bestsellers. We've had it for 6 years or more, but now it's our number one best-selling product of all time because people are doing their research, they're doing their shopping, and they're checking the fine print, and they're discovering that it has high-quality vitamins and minerals, all the essential vitamins and minerals, and then key amino acids known to help carry this nutrition into the cells. So for your immune system, for your whole body, for life itself, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And despite the fact we can't keep it on the shelves, it's 40% off. The supply chains are breaking down. We try to put it in a bigger order. We couldn't even get it because getting high-quality ingredients is very, very hard, and we're not going to cut corners. We're going to keep the quality at the highest levels. It also funds the InfoWars, so get your Vitamin Mineral Fusion now at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Reading breaking numbers from the Department of Homeland Security. March saw the most migrant children crossing the border in a month in history. 19,000 children taken into cramped shelters in a single month. It's amazing. It's amazing, especially when that's under 10% of the total number of people coming across. The vast majority is not children. It's adult-aged, healthy men and women crossing for economic reasons. An invasion force the world has never seen. Oh, except for when it happened in Europe, exactly the same way, with exactly the same people carrying out exactly the same plan with exactly the same reasoning behind it. Huh. Isn't that interesting? Huh. Kind of weird, if you think about it, isn't it? Kind of strange. Let's answer the question, shall we? Was lockdown worth it? For over a year, lockdown measures, mask mandates, and other COVID restrictions have been deployed upon the American people. Now, after a year of this, let's take a look back and see if we can answer whether this was a good idea or not. This tweet from Yanon Weiss says, is anybody still debating who handled COVID-19 better, California versus Florida? Both are at nearly identical COVID case and death levels, but California is at nearly twice the unemployment level. Florida opened all businesses with no restrictions over 6 months ago. Here you can see the line of total COVID-19 cases as a percentage of the population, and they are practically identical, practically equal in their distribution. So was it worth it to lock down California? Was it worth the double the unemployment numbers? The answer is no. It was clearly not. Moving on, let's talk about masks, shall we? Because this isn't even something we have to look at, you know, charts of overall effect and overall numbers. They actually did a concerted investigation into this. The data comes from the CDC itself, retweeted by Kyle Hooten. Masks decrease COVID transmission by 0.5% between March and December 2020. That's right. During March 1st to December 31st, 2020, state-issued mask mandates applied in 2,313 of the 3,142 U.S. counties. Mask mandates were associated with a 0.5 percentage point decrease in daily COVID-19 case growth. Was it worth it? Was it worth the decreased oxygen? Was it worth the bickering? Was it worth the hysteria? Was it worth muzzling your children? Was it worth it? 0.5% decrease in transmission rates? At a time, for a disease that the death rate is 0.005 or something for healthy adults, that having a deficient number in deficient amount of vitamin D was found in 80% of cases, where obesity was found also in something like 80% of cases, where the average death of the disease was 78.8 years old, which is higher than the average death of Americans as a whole. Was it worth it? Florida and California took opposite approaches to COVID-19, but ended up with the same outcome. That's the story from dailymail.co.uk. Two states, two very different COVID tactics, but the same depressing result. California ordered strict lockdowns while Florida trusted common sense, and now they both have nearly identical case rates, hospitalizations, and death. Was it worth it? No need to look at two states, even though this is kind of the perfect thing, right? It's two pretty populous states on two sides of the country. Both have, you know, comparable economies. California is obviously much larger, but, you know, we're not comparing Montana to Delaware here. Comparing two fairly similar states in their geography, economy, and also all that sort of stuff. But we can also compare countries. Sweden saw a lower 2020 death spike than much of Europe. Sweden, which shunned the strict lockdowns that have choked much of the global economy, emerged from 2020 with a smaller increase in the overall mortality rate than most European countries. So not only were they not doing worse for having not locked down, they're actually doing better. They're actually doing better. They actually have less excess mortality. They have less cases, less transmission. They're doing better than their European counterparts who did full lockdowns and are continuing to lock down their citizens. Meanwhile, Texas and Mississippi see the lowest COVID cases in almost a year, 1 month after lifting the mask mandate. So what do all these numbers say? A year after, we have all the numbers, we've seen all of the trends, the CDC and others have carried out their studies, and they have found that the lockdown did not have a major effect on decreasing transmission or death rates. They found that the masks have an almost negligible effect on the very same thing. All of these restrictions, all of these dictates, all of these demands have not helped in the slightest. So the question is, what did it cost? We know the benefit was negligible, almost nothing. So what was the negative? What was the cost? If you're doing a cost-benefit ratio analysis, what did we spend to get nothing? Pretty much everything. We've pretty much lost everything. COVID pandemic has taken a devastating toll on young people's mental well-being, study shows. Research by the Prince's Trust suggested the experience of young people not in education or employment or training is more negative than those in work and training. They say that more young people are feeling anxious than the history of the organization. Half of 16 to 25-year-olds say their mental health has worsened since the pandemic. People are reporting, like the American Institute for Economic Research reports, that there have been more COVID suicides than COVID deaths in children. That's right. A greater number of children have committed suicide as a consequence of the mental illness brought about by separation from their friends and the effects of the lockdown. More have killed themselves than have actually died of COVID-19. I've covered this extensively on the program before, but just more and more information continues to come out. Meanwhile, American middle class has lost more than $1 trillion in wealth. Almost exactly the same amount of wealth has been gained by the billionaire class. We've had multiple COVID relief packages driving up the national debt to astronomical levels, as in all of the debt accumulated by the American government for the history of 1776 to 2020. Was dwarfed by the debt accumulated between 2020 and 2021. Absolutely astronomical. Yelp reports that something like 60% of small businesses are closed permanently because of this, while Target and Amazon are making out like bandits and posting the highest profits they've ever had. Wall Street is exploding with profitability while Main Street collapses in destitution. Mental health collapsing across the board, fertility collapsing across the board, and now the lockdowns and the mask mandates have laid the groundwork to allow the vaccine passport to say lockdowns won't ever end. They'll simply, you'll be permitted to move around, you'll be permitted to go to the store, you will have a temporary, occasionally not, you'll have a pass, an electronic pass that will tell you whether or not you can leave your house. So was it worth it? Were the lockdowns worth it? Were the masks worth it? For all those people out there screaming and yelling and physically attacking people in grocery stores and demanding lockdowns and protesting against the lifting of the mask mandates, all the chaos, all of the strife, all of the anger, all of the fury, all of the control, all of the groundwork being laid for the technocratic control of your very movement or ability to engage in commerce, for what? Nothing. You didn't decrease the deaths. You didn't decrease the transmissibility. You didn't make yourself healthier by anything greater than 0.5%. Just think about this. For the last year or more, we could have had weddings. We could have had funerals. We could have had parties. We could have had concerts and ball games and political events, and we could have voted in person. We could see our friends. We could hug grandma, and we could celebrate life. But instead, they locked us down, They've bankrupted us. They've reshaped our entire world economy. They have enacted a total technocratic lockdown, permanent state of subjugation through the vaccine passports for absolutely nothing. No gain noticeable at all, folks. And we've been telling you this the entire time. Now we have the data to back it up.
The people are awakening. They're taking control of their own environment. Cell phones are an amazing tool. Really, they're a supercomputer that's handheld. But big tech, large corporations, hackers, governments, foreign governments, the Chi-Coms especially, are using this to steal your data, to share your data, to be able to rig markets. When they're able to scoop up billions of people's data, they can actually predict on record what's going to happen in mass movements. Cutting them out of that data stream absolutely devastates their AI takeover. In their own words, they admit it. So I've been selling privacy pouches and blocket pockets and things like that for more than a decade. And now the units have gotten really lightweight. They're Faraday cages. They just look like a cloth envelope. They work absolutely great. And it just gives you that security to have power over your data and power over your identity when you are traveling and don't want Big Brother to know what you're up to because it's none of their business. Get yours at InfoWarsStore.com today.
The equation is very simple. The mega banks control the media. They control Big Pharma. They control academia. They control the military, industrial complex. They control big tech. And everywhere that they have been in control in the third world, they have established absolute total despotism and dehumanization. It is the Western Christian idea of human freedom that ended slavery and that promoted women's rights and so much more that actually threatens them. So because they can't defeat that empowering ethic, they instead co-opt it, turn it upside down, and use the idea of equality to actually destroy human freedom and the free market that threatens their monopolies of control. That's why they target InfoWars, because we understand the keys to defeating them. But the only way our transmission gets out is if you promote InfoWars and Band.Video. So redouble your efforts. We're all in this together.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.